Let's put it on my America.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Who knew what and when about Mark Foley's scandalous emails? That's been the big question on Capitol Hill today. Live to Washington, CBS's Howard Arenstein.
Foley's former chief of staff, Kirk Fordham, spent nearly 5 hours inside the House Ethics Committee hearing room. Afterward, he said nothing to reporters, leaving his attorney, Tim Hafey, to make a brief statement.
All I can say is that Mr. Fordham has been completely forthcoming and, again, intends to continue to cooperate.
Fordham apparently testified that he informed Republican leaders 3 or 4 years ago that Foley was having inappropriate exchanges with male pages. That puts him at odds with House Speaker Dennis Hastert. The committee is investigating whether there was a cover-up. I'm Howard Arenstein, live in Washington. More now from White House correspondent Peter Mayer with the president in Chicago.
Well, the president's here to help Illinois Republican congressional candidates who are in tight races, but the real spotlight is on his appearance with embattled House Speaker Hastert. It's the first time they've appeared together since the details of the Mark Foley House page scandal emerged. Now, Republican leaders hope this public political blessing will help cool GOP calls for Hastert to resign over complaints about a slow response to the accusations. The president concedes what he describes as this Foley issue bothers a lot of people. Live in Chicago, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Scientists in California have found the field where spinach was tainted by E. coli.
We do not have a smoking cow at this point, no.
California Health Services, Kevin Riley.
We're really trying to determine potential vehicles by which that contamination, the E. coli strain type, could have ended up on the spinach fields themselves.
Cow manure is and is likely to continue to be a highly favored fertilizer, but experts do say fresher is better. The NTSB's latest briefing on the Corey Lytle crash in New York City.
We do not know who the pilot in command of this flight was at the time. We don't know which seats these two pilots were sitting in. All of that has yet to be determined.
The NTSB's Debbie Hirschman. We do know Corey Lytle, or whoever was flying, failed to complete the turn and lost a lot of altitude trying. The other dancer in the Duke Lacrosse rape case refutes the supposed victim's story.
Did she at any point that night say anything about being in pain or having been
Mm-mm.
hurt in any way?
Mm-mm. She wasn't. She obviously wasn't hurt, or because, you know, she was fine.
Kim Roberts' full story, Sunday on 60 Minutes with Ed Bradley. Canadian troops in Afghanistan say Taliban terrorists have been hiding in tall forests of marijuana, which absorbs heat and energy very well, making them hard to find with spotter scopes. Even worse, when U.S. forces tried to set fire to the huge plants, they only smoked, and troops downwind got a buzz. On Wall Street, the Dow gained more than 95 points, NASDAQ up about 38, and oil prices $57.86 a barrel, up 27 cents today. This is CBS News.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 877-33-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 877-33-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 877-33-GO-WIN. Call now.
A 9-year-old boy was allegedly kept prisoner in his bedroom for 3 years in Jacksonville. What would that do to a child?
Police say the boy's father locked him up and watched his every move on TV or computer screens.
The child has never attended school, has no friends, and does not receive medical attention.
The father's been jailed, and University of Florida child psychologist Dr. Eric Storch says the boy has a long road ahead.
When you have multiple negative experiences, you need that many more experiences that will counteract that, that will minimize it.
Says there's no telling how long it could take him to overcome 3 years of abuse, but with repeated reassurance and reinforcement, he says he's got a fighting chance. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In Rockford, Illinois, 750 middle school students were told to evacuate the school barefoot. They had to leave their shoes behind because an old wall thermometer leaked, which might have dropped a dollop of mercury on the floor. Officials will test everyone's shoes and return them, provided there's no mercury on them. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
And now, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:05, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. There are lots of ways that we can be in touch with each other. Smoke signals. You can call me. It's always toll free. 349 for a good time. Call Enid. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. And you can, we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. And we always try to inveigle you to become a Left Channel Legionnaire, and we offer prizes and all kinds of things if you'll sign up to do that. You can click on my webpage and, you know, find out what's going on next, where I'll be speaking, who the guests are on the show, and any other things that we put up there. We're a little bit sporadic in putting things up, but bear with us. We have a lot of things going on. And I want to start by saying one of the things I'm really proudest of that we do on this program is we bring you a lot. We cover a lot of territory. We, in a typical show, we will go to a lot of different places. There are some shows that if you start out in the first hour and you tune in on the last hour, the fourth hour, the third hour, still talking about the same thing. That rarely happens here. It's got to be a pretty, pretty big story for that to occur here on Enid Live, because we go lots and lots of places, and it means that we're constantly doing tons and tons of research. Some things, more information is available to us, and on other things, less information is available to us, and all of this is done. And here we are. We are so new, and we are able to bring you so much, and we're doing it, turning on a dime always, because stories are constantly breaking. New developments are occurring with stories, and so I'm really proud of what we are able to do here. I think one of you called to kind of criticize us the other day, and I think unless you're here and seeing how it all goes down and how quickly things have to come together and how much digging we are able to do and guests that we are able to bring you, really top-notch guests, if you've noticed, top authors, top political figures, top writers, top a lot of things, and we want to continue to do that. So some of the best things I have received have been from you, who have alerted me to something that you saw in some publication I might not have thought to look in, or you hear of something because you're plugged in a way that I am not, or, I think about the British terror plot. That came about as a tip. Not because anybody had great intelligence work going on or even great police work going on. It came in as a tip. So if anybody has really good tips, Enid at kctc.com. You don't ever have to use your real name. Any great information you think we should know about, we're delighted to have it. And if you have any suggestions about people you would like to hear on Enid Live, I'd like to hear them. There are all the people that I think about, but there are probably many people that might not have occurred to me that you would like to have to hear what they have to say. So just some opening thoughts. First of all, I want to begin with the debate last night, the Doolittle, the Deep Doo-Doo, and Charlie Brown debate. Did anybody stream it, and did anybody listen to it? It was later on a little public radio station in Nevada City, and I heard it after the debate itself, so I don't know if that was a rebroadcast or they got a hold of a tape and then they rebroadcast it later. What did you think? How did you think Charlie did? How did you think Deep Doo Doo did? Well, I'll give you some of my thoughts. First of all, here's the Bee's coverage of it. Headline, Doolittle and Brown in nasty debate. Democratic challenger labels his foe corrupt, and in return, Doolittle calls Charlie a flim-flam man. Well, corrupt, I think, has certainly got more punch to it than flim-flam man. And if anybody could write the book on flim-flam, it would be Deep Doo Doo. So, how many of you took the time to listen or watch that debate? Were you there? Were you actually there? I don't know if they allowed many people to be there. Did you watch it on your cable service? Or did you stream it live? I stayed in the studio last night until it was over. And here are some of my thoughts. First of all, what astonished me more than anything is that Doolittle kept uttering the same mantra all over and over and over again. It didn't matter what the allegation was that Charlie made. It didn't matter what question Charlie was asking. It didn't matter what corruption was being held up that Doolittle was a part of. This is the only thing Doolittle could come back with, and I thought this was really probably the most revealing part of the whole debate, and it was ongoing. Doolittle could only come back with non sequiturs. All he could do is talk about Charlie, try to associate Charlie with the ACLU, with Code Pink, with Cindy Sheehan, with Sean Penn, and he did it over and over and over again. Well, by the way, Doolittle, Congressman, what about that 15% your wife is pocketing? And he's, you know, and he's with the, and then Charlie's with the ACLU and Code Pink and Cindy Sheehan. What about your relationship with Abramoff and all the stink that surrounds you and the corruption? Well, there's Charlie, and he's an ACLU lifetime member, and Code Pink and Sean Penn and Cindy Sheehan and Mayor Willie Brown and Barbara Boxer and Nancy Pelosi. And I mean, that was his litany. That was the only thing that he had going. That was it. 349-1320-866, 626-1320. This is why he did not want to debate with Charlie. There's no way he can handle these allegations. He didn't even have good trumped-up answers, good smooth answers that are filled with finesse and misdirection. He didn't even have that going. All he had was Cindy, the mantra, the litany of Cindy Sheehan, Sean Penn, Nancy Pelosi, Willie Brown, ACLU, Code Pink, and he did it over and over and over again. Oh, and I think he threw in, at no extra charge, I think he threw in Hillary Clinton. Well, I don't know. Well, what has Hillary Clinton got to do with any of this? 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. The only thing I would say about Charlie is he needs to put his chin down, and he's not used to doing television, and his chin was up a little bit much, so he needs to put it down and look more direct. And he should have talked to John more. He should have said, John, and really looked at him. John, you know what? You are wrong about that. John, you smell bad of corruption and not having taken a shower. No, I'm just 349-1320. Kim and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Well, I want to tell you, I tried so hard to watch the debate last night. I'm not one of the four customers on Starstream Cable.
Yeah, really.
So I tried to stream it at two different places. One was the local Channel 3, and they did have some clips. And then I also tried News 10, and I could not get News 10 to work for me, no matter what I tried.
I could not. I don't think I could get News 10 to work for me either. I think I wound up on KCRA. I couldn't find the place to stream it on News 10, to tell you the truth. And they are our television partners, so we're not trying to diss them, but yeah, I couldn't find it. It was easier on KCRA3. So were you able to see any of it?
Yeah, I did see, I saw a couple of clips. I saw one part, which I thought was hilarious, when Doolittle was tossing around the ACLU, and he kept mentioning NAMBLA.
Oh, yeah, NAMBLA. And Charlie couldn't even pronounce it because he didn't know. Charlie said, he says, that shows you how familiar I am with it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought that was priceless. And then the other part I thought was really funny is I thought Charlie was well composed, and Doolittle was so full of fake outrage. Any question that was asked of him, he just, the face, like his face and his whole mannerisms, he was so just, how dare you?
You know what? I read that a little differently than you, although you may be right. The way I read it was he was so testy and PMS-y that he couldn't contain himself. I don't know if the outrage was faked to seem like he's taken the moral high ground. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe he faked it to seem like he's belongs on the moral high ground and how dare you. But the way it came off to me was that he was testy and could not contain himself, that there was no even-temperedness, that he seemed raggedy, that he was, you know, that he's, you know, PMS is what I took.
He was shrill, I thought, and
yeah.
He was whiny. And I went to the Sacramento Bee has the story up above the debate last night.
Yeah.
And some of the people that made comments actually got to watch it because apparently they're in the Star Stream viewing area. And the comments are pretty, I'd say, mostly 90% positive for Brown.
Oh, really? Now, where do you see comments? You went to the website, you mean, SACB?
Yeah. If you go to the SACB on the front, or if you go to the politics section, just click the main politics section.
Go to the politics section of SACB and click on politics, and you'll see people's comments about it?
Right.
About the debate?
If you click on the link that just says, you know, Brown and Doolittle have a nasty debate.
Great. I didn't, you know, I saw the paper this morning, and I didn't think to go to the website to look for it. So
yeah, the comments are, I think, have a pretty good insight because it seems.
So you're reading on the comments were mostly favorable to Charlie?
Yes.
Oh. Whoa, this is so juicy. Oh, Kim, thank you so much for your observations. I really appreciate it.
Welcome. Have a good one.
Thank you. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Did you watch the debate last night, and what was your take on it? And if you're a Doolittle supporter, I certainly would like to hear from you. Do you think that your candidate, if Doolittle is your guy, did he acquit himself well, or did he just seem testy, shrill? He had no answers. He had no comeback. There was no argument for the defense, the way I saw it. All he could do was invoke Sean Penn, Cindy Sheehan, Code Pink, ACLU, NAMBLA, and Hillary Clinton, and that was his defense. Mike in Sac, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Enid. Yeah, I was able to watch that. I got on and watched it on streaming, and I agree with the previous caller. It was extremely difficult to figure out how to get in there, but finally did, and previous caller stole a little Mike thunder. I wanted to make a comment on the NAMBLA thing, but my take on that was I think Charlie trapped him. He, you know, he had to know what about that because there has been a lot of press on it from the right wing, and I think he deliberately confused the name. And when he did that, Doolittle just went ballistic. I mean, that guy, he freaked out. And, no, it's NAMBLA, and blah 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 blah,
yeah,
blah blah blah, and it was so funny. And I
and didn't Charlie
was,
didn't Charlie say something to the effect that you know more about it than I do?
Yeah, exactly. It was, I think he did that purposely, or that was my take on it, and it was just hilarious the way he set Doolittle off. But that was a comment I wanted to make, and I haven't had a chance to read it in the paper. I had to leave really early this morning, but first thing I'm going to do when I get home is read the Bee's take on it.
Well, they're calling it a nasty debate. I thank you very much, Mike. 349-1320, we have a line open, 866-626-1320. Michelle in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Enid. I thought that Doolittle is just so out of touch with what is going on. When he made the comments about that he's against gay marriage and that Brown should move back to the Bay Area, and then all of his religious comments, I just couldn't believe that he was saying these things. He is so to the right.
No, you know what it is? It's by association. He has said all the code words out of the conservative playbook, which nobody believes, apparently. Not even conservatives believe it. Karl Rove today quoted as saying that these conservatives are nuts and that, you know, they're just manipulating them the way that people do who are televangelists. What he's doing is he wants to use the litany of guilt by association. So he says Cindy Sheehan 50 times and Sean Penn 50 times and NAMBLA 1,000 times. And he had nothing substantive to say about anything, really, I thought.
Exactly.
Was that your take on it as well?
Absolutely. I don't think he realizes that the Democratic base is getting stronger up here and that he is getting out of touch.
Well, you know what I thought he revealed himself to be mean-spirited? A little man in terms of not big, not great, but little and mean and petty and testy and shrill. That's really the way his personality came across to me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate your call. 349-1320. Nicoletta, hi. You're live with Enid. Hi, Nicoletta.
Hi, Enid. Well, you just stole my thunder because I was going to say I thought Doolittle was so pathetic when he would get real shrill. His voice would just start escalating.
Well,
you know, it was so funny.
Well,
it just got so high. It just got.
it's like nails on a blackboard.
Oh yeah, and you know Charlie Brown, by contrast, okay, he's a little wooden, you know.
Well, Charlie's not experienced. You have to master here the one thing that that I would say Doolittle had it over Charlie on, and that is Doolittle is clearly more comfortable in front of a camera than Charlie is because he's had years more experience. Charlie needs to bring his chin down a little bit, needs to greet the camera, needs to realize that it's there to highlight him, and he doesn't need to be frightened of it, and needs to demonstrate more ease. But the substance of what Charlie had to say was so much better.
And he was so dignified. And another thing is, did you notice that John Doolittle said two or three times culture of corruption?
Well, you know, he wrote the playbook. That's what's so amazing. I mean, he's talking about NAMBLA, and here is an administration. Today it has been revealed that Karl Rove and company talked Foley. Foley did not want to come back for another term. He wanted to be able to go become a lobbyist and rake in tons of money that way, and Rove said that won't happen unless you come back. In other words, they twisted his arm to come back for another term so that he could, they could pave the way for him to become a lobbyist and rake in tons of money. Well, guess what? They twisted his arm. He went for it, and he's not going to be a lobbyist now. Nobody, he is. That guy is radioactive.
Right, but what I thought was so funny was that Charlie never said culture of corruption. It was Doolittle. Doolittle said two or three times the culture of corruption.
And so,
like defending it, but Charlie never.
Well, here is a guy who's mired in the culture of corruption to the point where he stinks when he walks down the street of corruption.
And Charlie Brown never accused him of it. Charlie Brown, I don't think, ever used those words.
Well,
John Doolittle did. You know, it's just like the.
Yeah, but let me ask you this question. He's saying, oh, you're the culture of corruption. It's the thief who thinks everybody else is out to steal. So he's making Charlie out to be corrupt when he himself is corrupt. And my question is, will his constituency see through this really cheap and transparent ploy, or will they, or has it always worked in the past for him?
I don't know. But, you know, it reminded me of. John Doolittle's ad where he says two or three times, you know, and you guys play the ad, where he says two or three times, sex slavery. You know, how preposterous. Sex slavery. And he says it two or three times in the ad. It's like, oh, sex slavery, huh?
Yeah, really.
You know, he says it. It's so funny.
Nicoletta, thank you so much for calling today.
You're welcome.
349-1320. It opens up a line, 866-626-1320. Did you see the debate last night? Wendy in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
I'm so glad to talk to you. I have a cute little story. I was a... This was many, many years ago, but I was a waitress in a local restaurant here, and I waited on John Doolittle.
And
he was the biggest jack you know what I have ever met.
He was a jackass?
Oh yes.
Did he at least tip 15%? Because that's what his wife rakes off the top of anything you give him. She gets her 15% tip.
He stiffed me.
He stiffed you?
What a pig.
He stiffed you?
Yes. He snapped his fingers at me.
He snapped his fingers
at you? Across the room.
You mean like a potentate from a third world banana republic country? Girl,
exactly.
Girl, come over here and bring me my coffee.
Here, woman. That's what it was. And I leaned over and whispered to him. I almost lost my job over this. I leaned over and whispered in his ear that if he snapped his fingers at me again, I was going to break them. Yeah, because I knew who he was.
Uh-huh.
And so he tried to get me fired.
He did?
He tried to get me fired. He talked to the manager, and the manager wanted me to go and apologize to him. And I said, absolutely not. If anything, he should apologize to me.
Wait a minute. So where were you a waitress, Wendy?
Oh, I can't say that.
All right, you were at a restaurant, and it was in the...
It was very local in Roseville.
In Roseville. All right, so yes. In walks Deep Doo-Doo-Doo Little. How long ago was this?
And guess who he was having lunch with?
Who?
Leslie.
Who?
Yeah.
Tim Leslie?
Leslie, yeah.
Okay, we're losing you. So he comes into the restaurant with Tim Leslie, and he snaps his fingers at you because you're not jumping and bowing.
I'm not jumping fast enough. Yeah.
And you lean into his ear and you say, "You do that again with you snapping your fingers at me, I'm going to break your fingers."
Yep.
Good for you, Wendy.
I'm a mean little girl.
and he stiffed you on the tip and tried to get you fired.
He did not tip me and tried to get me fired.
What a pig. He sounds like a real pig.
What a pig, huh?
Yeah.
I know. And I've always thought when he comes out and starts talking about how deeply religious he is, I always think about, oh, yeah, you're so Jesus-like.
Really? A holier-than-thou person. Well, I thank you very much for the call. Thank you for that wonderful story. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Bye. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley, who's with us again today, filling in for the ailing Lisa West. Thank you, Michelle. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Enid. Let's hope she gets better quick.
She thinks she is feeling better. She might be back with us tomorrow.
Yay! Let's see. You're going to be saying yay until you get to eastbound 80, just east of southbound I-5. We have three vehicles and a big rig involved in a crash. They are blocking the fast lane right now, and a PHP officer is responding. Pleasant Valley Road at Oddfellow Road in the Placerville area. We have a crash with an ambulance on the way. Westbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Exposition Boulevard. Look out for a disabled vehicle in the middle lane. Northbound I-5 at eastbound I-80. We have garbage bags and paper towel rolls all over the freeway, and that's not to be outdone by the mess at Thorny Road and Linda Drive in Placerville. There you're going to find a recycling box that fell off someone's truck, and glass is all over the roadway.
Protecting your right to choose the left.
One of the most important things in your life.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Mitch Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
329 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation. There are a lot of ways that you can do that. You can call me. For a time. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and you can go to our website, 1320 Left. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And what I'm asking you to do is to tell me what you thought about the debate last night. I found it fascinating. I have really never heard Doolittle speak in any protracted way. I don't know if I'd heard ever him, you know, just a clip here or there. But he was testy, he was shrill, he had no real substantive comeback for any of Charlie's legitimate allegations. And all he could do, and it was a mantra for 2 hours of this, pretty much. The only thing he could do is, and Charlie might say something, well, what about your relationship with that Jack Abramoff? Well, you know, he was somebody I knew, and you're a lifetime member of the ACLU, and Cindy Sheehan, and Code Pink, and Hillary Clinton, and Sean Penn, and Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, so he would try to link Charlie with all this stuff. I think that there is a pretty smart constituency in the 4th Congressional District, and I'm really wondering how it played. Now, if you're a hardcore Republican, if you're a hardcore Doolittle supporter, I probably it doesn't matter what Doolittle said or he didn't say, whether he was good or he wasn't good, probably still going to continue to support him. But if you saw the debate last night, I'm very curious to know what you thought, how you thought Charlie did. Could he have done better in any department? Somebody made the observation that he should have talked about how Dick Armey is part of the ACLU. He could have said that. But I thought that Charlie, on the whole, given that Charlie is a rookie here, I thought he did pretty well, and I thought he handled himself pretty well. And I thought Doolittle should have had more confidence, but Doolittle seemed rattled to me. He seemed, you know, he had no, there was no, no real arguments that he could bring forward. He didn't say anything that made himself look good, except in a couple of instances when he was bringing pork home to the district, and somebody cited him for that. But basically, there was a kind of arrogance along the lines of, how dare you challenge me, and, you know, I'm not too prepared anyway, and I've got no arguments, I got no comebacks. I just was amazed. I thought it was real Bush League. Well, Bush. That whole administration is Bush League. But in any event, I have here some of the emails that people shared on the Sacramento Bee website. People are hoping that more people see the debate, which was concocted so that as few people as possible could see it, but it did stream live, so I stayed here in the studio late because I knew that I could get it here And I wasn't sure I'd be able, on my own merits, be able to access it at home. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Did you see the debate last night? Did it change your mind one way or the other? If you were supporting one of the candidates, are you now no longer supporting that same candidate? Or did it only solidify your position? Who do you think won the debate? What did the debate accomplish? And why do you think Doolittle refuses to debate Charlie further? I don't think Doolittle will show himself now until the election. Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, it was nice meeting you at the State Workers Day.
Oh, I was delighted to meet you as well.
Yeah. I thought that, well, what I wanted to say was in the 1930s in Germany, you know, Hitler blamed Der Juden for everything.
Right.
Charlie Chaplin made a great film about it, The Great Dictator, where he starts talking about Der Juden and gets madder and madder and madder. And that's what I thought Doolittle was doing, except it was Der Liberals.
Right. It was the only thing he had to say was to call Charlie liberal.
Yeah, Der Liberals. But he was playing to his base. He was. There's a lot of people that appeals to. He's got a contradiction in that he's a chicken hawk.
Well, he's a chicken hawk who's really a chicken.
Yes, yes. And he didn't look good. He didn't look good when he talked about how he didn't have any guilt about not going to Vietnam and stuff like that.
Well, Charlie, and I thought Charlie handled, first of all, that they called him Lieutenant Colonel Brown. I thought that was good. And I thought Charlie handled the question, how come one of the questioners said, you know, my father never had more than an eighth grade education. You graduated from the Air Force Academy. How come you didn't rank any higher than my father who only got to be Lieutenant Colonel? Charlie had a good answer for that.
Yeah, that guy asked some very biased questions. In my mind, he's not a legitimate neutral reporter, because he also asked Doolittle, when are we going to get the Auburn Dam? I mean, he was softballing Doolittle, and he was asking really nasty questions.
So his publication is the Mountain Democrat, but it's not a Democratic publication, apparently.
I don't know what it is, but I think there should be some semblance of neutrality when you ask questions. And by the way, Doolittle used that his response to the lieutenant colonel question just to lambast Charlie Brown.
Well, he used everything that he could, but it was the same mantra all over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty much. I thought that David Whitney from the Bee did well. I thought his questions were good.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about the Gold Country Media's questioner.
No, I mean, I don't know who is that guy. I have no idea who that guy is.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the Mountain Democrat guy, I don't know what that was all about either. So, did it change anybody's mind? If you're already a Doolittle supporter, did you remain a Doolittle supporter? If you're already a Charlie Brown supporter, I assume you remain a Charlie Brown supporter.
You know, I was impressed with Charlie Brown's answers, because so many of the Democrats whiffle, you know, they do. I mean, he stood up. He didn't repudiate Cindy Sheehan. He did, you know, he stood up for what he thought. I was impressed with him.
Well, I was too, and I continue to be, and I think he will be a big improvement over Doolittle. Thank you very much, Mike, for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Did you see the debate last night? Did you hear it? What are your thoughts about it? If you were leaning in one direction, did it dissuade you from that direction? Did it only confirm your pick of a candidate? Do you think that Doolittle did himself any particular good in this debate? I thought that he revealed himself to be certainly no statesman. I thought he just looked cheap. I thought there was something really cheap about him. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. Things are starting to get crazy out there. You know the drill. Eastbound 80 just east of southbound I-5. Be careful. We had a three-vehicle crash, including a big rig. They're now blocking the
number one lane, the fast lane, which isn't moving so very fast at this point in time. Also, eastbound Max Road, the on-ramp to northbound 99, the signal is not working there. Prairie City Road, at eastbound 50, we have a crash where the vehicles are still blocking traffic there as well. A semi took on a small Toyota. Well, it's going to be nice. Kind of clear, lots of starshine tonight, dropping into the low 50s. We'll see clouds on the increase tomorrow with highs only in the low 80s. 86 now, more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Dialing for democracy, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How's that get?
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me, tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a good truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
The Action Calendar, a free screening of the movie Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers by documentary filmmaker Robert Greenwald will be held on Friday, October 13th at 7 p.m. in the Hind Auditorium in the Sacramento State University Union. A full house is expected, so please RSVP by calling 916-391-0737. Iraq for Sale uncovers the connections between private corporations making a killing in Iraq and the decision makers who allow them to do so. Greenwald's previous films include Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, and Outfoxed, Robert Murdoch's War on Journalism. Iraq for Sale will also be shown on Saturday, October 14th at 1 p.m. at the Lambda Community Center, 1927 L Street in downtown Sacramento. A $5 donation is requested. More details or to RSVP, please visit iraqforsale.bravenewtheaters.com/screen or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com.
Enid now, 349-1320.
That's me, your radio goddess, barking away. 342 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. We are all getting so much closer to the weekend. No gubernatorial debate this weekend, but we did have one last night. It wasn't gubernatorial. It was for the 4th Congressional District, and it's the only debate I will bet you big time. I don't think Doolittle's going to put himself in that position again. I don't think he did very well.
But then that's, I'm a Charlie Brown supporter. If you're a dual supporter, I would certainly love to hear from you. You think your guy did well? I just thought he looked cheesy. I thought he had no good arguments. I thought he was easy to anger. Because, you know, outrage, he thought, I guess he thought was going to play better than sagacity or wisdom or looking like he had a certain equilibrium going. He didn't. Remember how they used to say women couldn't run for office because they're too emotional? Well, deep doo-doo struck me that way. Next, George in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, George.
Enid, thank you for your voice of sanity. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. If I'm the voice of sanity, we're in trouble, though.
Amen.
thank you for that, George. Yes.
Did watch the debate last night, and you indicated that Doolittle came off as shrill, and in my opinion, I don't think you could be more accurate than that.
Testy's
good. Yeah, I think Charlie came across as a polished veteran against somebody that's been in the position that Doolittle has for 26 years. And I think Doolittle did what Republicans typically do, and that is A, spin something, or B, deflect a question and never answer it. And I think Charlie answered just about everything that was thrown at him.
I think so, too. And, of course, he's the new guy, so he's got to make his views known to an audience. And I think that the election is going to probably rest on a very narrow slice of people who are independent or Republicans for Doolittle. There was a story today in the paper, woman head of, you know, part of Republicans for Doolittle, and he's got to do that because it's such a heavily Republican district that if you add the numbers together of Republicans on the one side along with registered Democrats and declined states on the other, it's even.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
So he's got to get all the declined states, he's got to get all the Democrats, Charlie does, and he's got to get enough Republicans to push him over, and that's why he's got to have Republicans for Doolittle.
He does. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with my mother-in-law last night. She didn't see the debate because she wasn't able to. She's 80-something years old and has been a lifelong Republican, bleeds whatever color that is, red, I guess. And I just asked her a question. I said, what do you think about this whole thing? And she said, I know who I'm voting for, and I'm going to move away from the Republican Party when it comes to electing this man.
Your mother-in-law said this? Your dyed-in-the-wool Republican mother-in-law said this?
Dyed-in-the-wool Republican, yes, ma'am.
Well, I really hope that she is a harbinger for many more like her.
Yeah, I do, too.
Get her that ballot, and you better get that absentee ballot right under her nose right now. Before any trips, any restaurants, anything intervenes, you get that ballot right over to her. George, I thank you very much for the call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Enid. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And you do have the same voice and a very sultry voice, Mike.
Oh, a sultry voice. Maybe I should run for something.
You got my vote.
Okay.
Anyhow, 2 points I wanted to make. The first, I absolutely saw Doolittle as a rabid attack dog. Charlie was very controlled. Something about those military guys, I tell you. They are used to being under fire. Both were, I'm referring to Durson as well, receiving the critical moments in their careers in war, and they were able to withstand and come through. And I think this taking a piece or a timetable from that. Now, every time that I think I counted maybe 40 times that Doolittle said ACLU, they tried to use that as the mantra, as you said, cut and run and gay marriage. They tried to pin that on every
wait
time.
And NAMBLA, Cindy and Sheehan, NAMBLA. Cindy Sheehan, a million Cindy Sheehan references,
Old Pink and so forth.
Yeah,
but I think they also try to indicate the fact that that Pelosi and Boxer, Feinstein and all them were the far left extreme. And I absolutely loved how Charlie came back. Well, I may associate with them, but I don't associate myself with the corrupt officials like DeLay and Hastert and Abramoff. And that was just resound. I was pumping my fist in the air when he said that.
Well, Cindy Sheehan is now claiming that she is a Nobel Peace Prize finalist. She was her son, died while on patrol in Iraq. And but she, apparently it's being reported right now that she is claiming to be, that she's a finalist. She announced at a signing, she was at an event, that she's a finalist for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't know. You know, who knows? I think everybody. I think anybody can be nominated. But I don't know who gets to be a finalist. I don't know if it's right or not. But anyway, that's what she's announcing, and that's what's being reported.
See, if you agree, I think she started the anti-war protest, don't you think?
Well, she certainly, I won't say that she started it, but I think that a lot of things coalesced around her.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about the decorum, how they the protocol? I know I attended the Durston debate as well, and it was standing room only. There was no star string cable, whatever, that were selective in who was attending. And that was, I'm glad that Charlie made that point, that I wish there could have been more, because they put such closure on so many.
Oh, well, why did they do that, Mike, do you think? Why do you think Doolittle's people did that?
I think he probably thought it can pander more to the Republican base side.
Well, they wanted as few people as possible to see. You know, if you've got a story to tell and you are up for election, don't you think you'd want the widest audience? You want to talk to the people who put you in, continue to return you to office for 16 years? Wouldn't you want to talk to the biggest number of people in the most debate venues? No, he's protecting his flanks. He doesn't want anyone to hear what he has to say. The guy's been hiding in a cave this whole campaign season practically. So what does that tell you? Tells you, I don't know, I think it says he's scared. I think it says he has nothing to say. I think it says he has no arguments to counter Charlie's and the public allegations. And you know what? I hear he's lawyered up, and he's going to need it, too. I thank you, Mike, for the call. 349-1320. Ann in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Enid. I saw the debate last night, and my major reaction to Doolittle, whom I've only seen interviewed on a couple of television interviews, was how one-dimensional that man was.
That's one more dimension than I'd give him, Ann.
I thought that Charlie was presidential almost in his demeanor, in his ability to articulate his answers. I disagreed with some of his answers and his stances, but he completely commanded my respect. And my other comment was, I'm going to be electing a representative, and I really don't feel that Doolittle is representative of even issues that I disagree with. His two main things seem to be supporting the war and getting as much money as he can. And I loved when Charlie made the comment that although Doolittle may have brought $90 million back to his district, he made $100 million for the Marianas Islands. And I just thought Charlie was so well-studied.
You know, Charlie had a wealth of information that he could bring up. I thought that part was really impressive, because you don't know what's going to come up in some of these debates and what's going to be hurled at you from left field. But Charlie was able to roll with it, and he had great comebacks.
Yeah.
So I thought, are you in the district, Cheryl? Or Ann, I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. I'm in Orangevale. I'm a little gerrymandered part of Sacramento County that's in the district.
Oh, and what about your neighbor? What about your neighbors? Are they going to vote?
You know, I've got several neighbors that have their Charlie Brown signs out on their line. I have one Doolittle guy, but he's a nice guy, and I'm working on converting him. But my plan is to write letters to friends and neighbors in the district and just explain to them why I am voting for Charlie, and see if I can get some of my people that are either kind of apathetic or just not as informed, who might go with Charlie just based on their respect for me.
Well, that is a wonderful thing. You could, you know, knock on some doors in your neighborhood. That's a knowing the people that whose doors you're knocking on is a real plus. Ann, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ned. Thank you.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. That Ann's a smart cookie. I like her.
She is.
Yeah, and you'd be smart to avoid eastbound 80. Just east of southbound I-5, we have a multiple vehicle crash involving a big rig, and there are some serious injuries involved with this accident as well, and traffic is already backed up all the way to West El Camino Avenue. There are emergency crews on the scene. I'm getting excited just because I know that this is a scary moment for a lot of people there on eastbound I-80. So that's what's going on if that's on your commute home. Prairie City Road at eastbound 50. Also look for a semi and another vehicle roadside, and I see a unit also on the scene of that mess. Well, News 10 is reporting that we're going to see lots of starshine tonight with temps dipping into the low 50s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. 86 now. Back to Enid Live in moments on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It is significant because it emphasizes democracy in action.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The Morning Retort.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes region, for folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's terror. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Mondays through Fridays, on without fail, on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. What we're talking about is the debate last night, and I also want to add this to the conversation as we continue. First of all, there was another kind of a debate or non-debate that occurred last night, and it had to do with the Tonight Show, Jay Leno show, and it had to do with Arnold appearing on the Tonight Show, and Phil feeling like he should have had equal time, and had asked a number of NBC affiliates in California not to run the Tonight Show as long as Arnold was going to be on it. He probably didn't get any kind of a positive response, but what he did get, and these are the things he should have been doing all along, I hope it's not too late, what he did get was a lot of publicity about it. I don't think there was ever a prayer that he was going to get an equal time appearance on Jay Leno, but he has gotten a lot of ink, a lot of press, and in today's New York Times, the story appears as well, and the headline is, Governor gets tonight's slot, so rival seeks equal time. Well, maybe that'll help.
Page probe picks up.
Mark Foley's former aide gets grilled by the House Ethics Committee.
Kirk has been forthcoming with them.
I'm Howard Arenstein in Washington.
The Bush administration wants a UN vote on North Korea.
We shouldn't allow meetings and more meetings and more meetings and more meetings to be an excuse for inaction.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. At a Republican fundraiser in Chicago this afternoon, President Bush made a public show of support for Dennis Hastert.
I am proud to be standing with the current Speaker of the House, who is going to be the future Speaker of the House.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, the House Ethics Committee heard from a man who claims he told the Speaker's office a long time ago about Congressman Mark Foley's misconduct.
Former Foley Chief of Staff Kirk Fordham emerged from the Ethics Committee hearing room after nearly 5 hours.
We really can't provide any information specifically about what was asked.
His lawyer, Tim Hafey, spoke to reporters with his client at his side.
He has been consistent in his accounts of these events. He's been truthful and cooperative and will continue to be.
Fordham's account differs from Republican leaders who say they found out about Foley's contacts with House pages within the last 12 months. Fordham says he told them about it 3 or 4 years ago. The committee wants to know if there was a cover-up. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Now this.
Ever been inside a gas pump? Yeah, it's my first time, too. With the new Discover Business Card, this could be a profit center for your business. You get cash back bonus on your business purchases, even more on gas. So, you're not just pumping gas, you're pumping rewards. That's more MPG. Money per gallon?
It's time to take control with the new Discover Business Card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
At the UN, U.S. Ambassador John Bolton is pushing hard for a vote tomorrow on sanctions to punish North Korea. China and Russia say they need more time, but Bolton believes they'll come around, saying there's very strong support in the Security Council to send a strong message.
If North Korea thinks that it's succeeding in intimidating other council members, they're very much mistaken.
Closed-door negotiations continue. A vote might not come till Saturday. The new commander of the British Army offers an exit strategy for Iraq. In an interview with the Daily Mail, General Richard Dennett calls Prime Minister Tony Blair's policies naive and says British forces should, quote, get ourselves out sometime soon because our presence exacerbates the security problems. The White House says it's the democratically elected Iraqi leaders who've asked coalition forces to stay. In New York, investigators started the detail work today, gathering evidence at the site where baseball star Corey Lytle's plane crashed into a high-rise building.
Initial field examination shows strong evidence that the propellers were turning at the time of impact.
Debbie Herzman of the National Transportation Safety Board contradicts reports that there was a distress call before the crash. She says there was just routine communication between the plane and air traffic controllers. A 41-year-old Florida man says he's the victim of his in-law's vendetta. He denies abusing his 9-year-old son by keeping the boy a prisoner at home. CBS News correspondent Peter King reports.
Randall Piercy says he didn't do anything wrong.
This is totally unfair. I'm a very, very, very loving father.
But Sheriff's Lieutenant Andy Smith says he locked his son in a room, watching every move on TV or computer screens.
And the child has never attended school, has no friends, and does not receive medical attention, and may have been totally cut off from the outside world.
She says when she brought the boy outside, he said, I have to pinch myself. Days like this come only once in a lifetime. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The boy's mother concedes they are very protective parents. She says the boy was locked in his room at night because he's hyperactive and might wander and hurt himself. More progress in the tainted spinach investigation. Dr. Kevin Riley of the California Health Department says the same strain of E. coli bacteria that killed 3 people and sickened 200 has been found in cattle manure on a Salinas Valley ranch. But Riley says they have not determined that the ranch was the source of the contamination.
We do not have a smoking cow at this point.
The work continues. The Food and Drug Administration says spinach is now safe to eat. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. General.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock, welcome to Hour 2 of the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. What we have been talking about, and we will probably, it'll be a thread throughout the conversation today, I suspect, is the Doolittle-Charlie Brown debate last night. It was meant to air in a way to circulate it to as few people as possible. But in fact, a lot of us saw it, and I thought that Charlie did a good job. I thought that Doolittle looked amazingly shrill and testy. He had no real arguments, and the only thing he could come back with over and over and over again, it was a mantra, is to say ACLU, Code Pink, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Sean Penn, and Cindy Sheehan. And that's who he wanted to identify Charlie with. There are no substantive arguments to the charges of his corruption, to the things that he's done wrong, to any of the questions about his behavior and how he conducts himself. None of that. All he kept going back to it was Cindy Sheehan and Code Pink and Sean Penn and the ACLU. So 349-1320, 866-620-6120. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live 1320, leftchannel.com. Last night was also The locus of a story, and that story is that Arnold made about the fifth or sixth appearance on Jay Leno's Tonight Show. I think, didn't he announce his candidacy for governor on the Tonight Show? Well, there he was again, only this time he's running. And Phil Angelides demanded equal time. Well, I don't know that there's any chance he's going to get equal time on the Tonight Show. But what he did get, and this is something I've been trying to kickstart this campaign into thinking about more, and that is getting more publicity for the campaign. Well, that he has certainly done, because it was the story in most papers, including the New York Times. And here is the lead on the story. Governor gets tonight slot, so rival seeks equal time. That's the headline. The lead is, the Democrat who hopes to replace Arnold Schwarzenegger as governor of California says he faxed a letter to Jay Leno. He also says he sent Mr. Leno an overnight letter, and still a Democrat, Phil Angelides, has not been invited to appear on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Well, they had pickets out there. They had all these people out in front of the Tonight Show. And so, at least, while he didn't get an invitation, he certainly got some press over it, and that's something, and I'm glad Phil's moving in that direction. I hope it isn't too little too late. But here is the story of the moment, and I wonder what is going to happen as a result of this. Maybe nothing at all. We know that Arnold has double-digit leads. The polls we've all seen have him ranging from 10 to 17 points ahead of Phil. Well, it happens. First of all, there are a couple of things that are going on. It happens that he has been getting support from a black preacher in San Francisco, Amos Brown. And isn't it interesting, Amos Brown, who had nothing good to say about Schwartzy, suddenly becomes an unlikely Schwartzy booster. And when we look a little closer, here's what Amos Brown said originally. He lambasted Arnold as part of, quote, the national axis of evil, and charged that President Bush was Arnold's partner in crime. Now Amos Brown's position has changed dramatically. This week he lauded Schwartzy as a leader who has brought back school counselors, arts, music, and physical education to our schools. And Amos Brown is an African-American, and he's a black church leader. And, oh, and yes, and by the way, it turns out that the Schwartzy campaign has paid him $16,000 as a political consultant. According to documents on file with the California Secretary of State's office, Amos Brown received three $5,000 payments from the California for Schwartzy 2006 campaign for work as a campaign consultant in August and September. In addition, he received a payment of another $1,000 and change for travel, lodging, and meals for the campaign. Katie Levinson, the communications director for the Schwartzy campaign, confirmed that Brown, Amos Brown, is a paid campaign advisor and will be until the November election. Well, what do you think about that? 349-1320. Maybe the campaign, Arnold's campaign, was smart. But here's the latest, and it's juicy. I don't know if it's going to have an effect or it isn't, but here it is. There is a photo online being published right now of Arnold Schwarzenegger engaging in lewd behavior with a young woman in a restaurant. Now, how do I describe this to you without getting hauled off to the FCC pokey? I might suggest to you that it has to do with something that if you were a terrorist, they might, or you were, you know, if they hauled you off to the pokey, they might engage in a cavity search. Well, it's along those lines. The photo, believed to have been taken in the early 1980s, shows the former, you know, as they say in those Yellow Pages ad, Arnie's letting his fingers do the walking here. He shows a former bodybuilder in a restaurant with three men and two women. In Schwartzy's arms is one of the women whose leg is lifted by one of the other men. One of the governor's hands is, well, let's just put it this way, rather busy. And you can see this picture online. Go to rawstory.com, rawstory.com. Though technically not a shocker, the site writes that Arnold has been hiding the fact. This picture is certainly news where we came from. In any event, is this going to have any effect at all? Or is this just something we expect from Arnold? Now, if a picture of Bush engaging in something like this, or Mark Foley, or anybody else, what would it do to their campaign? Will it have any effect? Clearly, you know, I don't know if this is a result of opposition research. I don't know if it's one of these things that just emerges. I don't know. It's a pretty raunchy photo, and it was taken in the early 1980s, we think. And it shows Arnold being pretty raunchy with a woman. So the question is, in a kind of a basic instinct moment, I guess you could say, the question is this going to have any effect whatsoever on the campaign? Or is it just too late for Phil to... there's a good piece about Phil in the paper today. There was an interesting piece about Arnold in the San Francisco Chronicle. It doesn't sound like he did that well in his, you know, I shouldn't say this because I don't really know. They might wind up endorsing him. But the fact that he wouldn't agree to what the Chronicle's doing this year is they're taking candidates and they're, you know, trying to, newspapers are trying to reinvent themselves because Ted Turner thinks that when he dies, newspapers are going to die with him. And who knows, maybe he's right. We don't know. But in any event, newspapers are trying to engage the internet and, you know, create various platforms and so on. And what they've done is on the down ballot races, they are having, instead of the candidates coming in for individual sessions or interviews with the editorial board so that the newspaper decides who it's going to endorse, they're having candidates essentially debate each other, and you can access this on the newspaper's website. Arnold wouldn't do it. Arnold's like Doolittle. Arnold wouldn't do it, and I can tell you why he wouldn't do it. I could see it, and I bet you could too, looking at the gubernatorial debate. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it to debate. He simply hasn't. He does not have those skills. And to me, he looked tremendously uncomfortable. He looked really tense to begin with. And when he was asked, what question would you ask Phil? What was your funniest moment? You know what? Doesn't rank as one of the best questions that you could have asked. He could have used it better. But in any event, he has the incumbency behind him, the power of the incumbency, and the power of celebrity. And he vowed to pursue some of the good ideas rejected by voters in last year's special election, but he wouldn't say what those would be. And he promised that he would not revive controversial efforts to control union dues or change the state's voter-approved education funding formula. It sounds like, it says further, the Chronicle reporting, that Schwartzy refused to allow the Chronicle to videotape his appearance for a webcast, as it is done with interviews and debates featuring candidates for other offices. Schwartzy said he did not like the format of having multiple people asking him questions and would submit to a televised interview if there was only one interviewer. Now remember, his degree that he says is an MBA from the University of Wisconsin is not an MBA. It's an undergraduate degree. It's in gym and fitness management. It's from the University of Wisconsin Superior. He got a year's worth of credit for life experience. His classes were in swimming and archery, and he cobbled together some credits from a bunch of junior colleges that he got Wisconsin to accept. Oh, and yes, he paid in-state tuition, even though he was taking the classes by correspondence from sunny Santa Monica. So you tell me about that degree and whether or not it pushes him up to a candidate for president of the Council on Foreign Relations, say, 349-1320, along with this raunchy photo. You know what? It may be that they will have no effect at all, but what are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, or is it going to take a pretty much a nuclear event to decimate Arnold's lead in the gubernatorial election? John, in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, John.
Hi. Enid, I'm curious about something. I don't understand why there hasn't been more publicity in the area with regard to Doolittle. When we had an incident not too long ago when the former mayor of Rockland was trying to promote the community. Now, I thought a congressman was supposed to represent the constituents. But anyway, the mayor went to Doolittle and asked him what he could do or suggestions he'd have in meeting with some influential people in Washington. You know what Doolittle said?
What?
Hire a lobbyist. That was his advice to the mayor.
But he's supposed to sort of be our lobbyist, really, for our interests in the area.
Well, yeah, but he's doing nothing. Well, I think maybe he wanted to garner some commission for his wife or something, but I don't know.
Well, how did that play with a lot of people? And who is the mayor of Rockland? I assume he's a Republican, right? Or is she?
They take turns being mayor in Rockland. And he was Republican.
Well, I heard it referenced last night, although I came in on, I didn't hear it from the start. I didn't hear the debate from the start. I heard about an hour and a half of the two-hour debate. So I missed some of it at the top. But I know that it was referenced somewhere along the line about having to hire lobbyists. And now I see what the reference is all about.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds pretty. It sounds just as greasy as Doolittle appears to be in all the things I've read about him, and nothing he did last night dispelled that impression that I have.
Is he a carpetbagger? I mean, he doesn't have a residence in Rockland or Rockland or in District 4. He's got offices here.
He has no residence in the district?
No. He lives in Virginia.
Does he not maintain something that pretends to be a residence here? He's got a isn't this where he's supposed to be voting?
They have offices. He's got offices around. I don't know where they are, but he's got some in Roseville and in the other areas.
Well, I don't know, John. These are excellent questions, and you sound like you're somebody from the from the Charlie Brown campaign. But we're delighted with these questions. We thank you. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Derek in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Enid. Second time caller.
Okay, thank you.
Calling with two comments.
Yes.
One about Doolittle evoking Cindy Sheehan and Nancy Pelosi and everything. It seems like Republicans nationwide, and Doolittle in specific, are shooting to, you know, don't blame us. Look at the left. Look at these liberals. Look at the Clinton administration. It seems like that's their only.
They don't have. If all they can do is invoke Bill Clinton, they got no argument.
And no one's buying it. No one wants.
I don't know. I hope you're right. I hope you're right about that.
And my second comment is about Schwartzy. In the recall election, I was watching him, and he went on the Leno show last time, and he came out, and he was like, I'm not opposed to same-sex marriage, and he was very much riding the middle. You know, and then he goes, and he vetoes the same-sex marriage law, and he's just dishonest right and left from what he sold himself as. And if whatever your issue is, if you paid attention to him, he would tell you what you want to hear and do the opposite. And I don't understand how anyone can say, you know, give up on Phil and just stick with Arnold, because you just won't get what you're looking for with Arnold.
Well, I agree with you, Derek, and funny you should reference the same-sex marriage issue, because it was a question that he was asked by the editorial board of the San Francisco Chronicle. On same-sex marriage, Schwarzenegger said, it's up to the people to revisit Prop 22, the voter-approved measure, which, defined marriage as between a man and a woman. But on whether he would support the overturning of the measure, Schwarzenegger took no position. After a long pause, he said, I'll have to get back to you.
Yeah.
Hours after that meeting, however, with the Chronicle, a spokesman for the governor called the Chronicle back to clarify Schwartz's position, saying that, quote, Schwarzenegger personally supports domestic partnership, not gay marriage. So they had to figure out how to handle it, and they cleaned it up after he left.
It's shameful. He should grow some balls, though. I know they must have shrunk some.
What'd you say? I didn't hear that.
I said he should grow some cojones, although I'm sure they're shrunk.
Well, without those steroids, without those Arnolds, the steroids he's taking, bodybuilders call them Arnolds, I guess. Derek, I thank you. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Enid. How's it going?
Good. I'm going to spell my name.
I know. I was swallowing just as I said hi. So sorry.
All right.
Phil's toast. Phil is so toast. He's just run a bad campaign, and quite frankly, you know, if Arnold's caught in a picture doing that, and most of his Republican constituency is male dominated, then they're probably going to look at that and go, yeah.
So I'm voting for him. So you think this is not going to hurt him at all? Go to rawstory.com and you'll see the raw photo.
He's a celebrity. It falls into celebrity behavior, and people get off on that, you know, and quite frankly, it gives them a little spice. I mean, look, I'm voting for Phil. Phil's my guy, but Phil's run a crappy campaign.
Well, I agree with you. It is a crappy campaign. I hope they can pull it out. So does it matter, do you think, to people that Arnold Trump pumped up with steroids, his education resume, which is about as thin as his ideas on foreign policy or anything else, and the fact that he gets caught with in a raunchy photo with a woman, does any of this going to affect anything or no? Forget it.
No, dude, forget it. This is California. Come on.
All right, Ken. I hope you're wrong, but thank you. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Kathy, Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid on 1320. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Enid.
Hi.
First of all, I watched the debate. I thought that Charlie was amazingly wonderful. I was so proud. But I wanted to talk about the photograph.
Yes. You mean the Arnold photo?
I do.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I'm not going to, but this morning I saw a thing, they were talking about Foley, and they said, well, at least he didn't kill anybody. And then they went back to the whole Chappaquiddick Kennedy thing.
Oh, God, they have nothing going. Well, the first Rush was saying, but he never had sex. He had these emails, but he actually never acted on them. Well, now there's a story that he did do some inappropriate touching. So now they're saying it's not as bad as what Teddy Kennedy did?
Right. Now, let me tell you that I think bringing up a photograph of Arnold from 1980, I think it's small. I think it's like bringing up Chappaquiddick when you got nothing else to say. There's plenty to say about Arnold, and you don't have to go back 20 years to
find. Well, if you were running the campaign, what would you say? What would you do to make a splash?
Oh, I would talk about the man is disguising himself among the sheep, but we know who he is. We've seen it. He spent 2 years showing us. How do we let him disguise himself when we know he's the wolf?
Well, someone ought to go out in sheepy disguise from the Angelides campaign. It'd be kind of funny. Probably get some publicity for him. But yeah, when you rip off the sheep, you've got a Republican. You've got a Republican here who's really like a clone of George Bush's. He's just.
And I think the picture. I think it's small. I do.
Well, for me, Kathy, nothing is too small when it comes to getting. I'm gonna take a pass on that one. I thank you for the call, though. 349-13. I say use all the ammunition you've got. 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-620-6320. Patricia in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. You know what? I have the same opinion as the last person. I don't want to look like Republicans, and they try to pull out all this dirt on somebody.
Oh, please.
And
if they had any dirt, if they had a picture like that of Phil, you think that they would sit on it?
They'd probably pull it out, but here's my thing.
I like to find that kind of a picture of Doolittle, although I can't imagine anybody.
to me, it would be disgusting and all that, but there's two points. One is that I don't want us to drop down to their level of being and how they are. The other thing is that who of us are the same people we were 25, 30 years ago? Hopefully most of us have done a great deal of growing since then. And so to me, I'd rather us focus on the reality of what he's
doing. Yeah, but you know what? Arnold settled all those boob and grabber lawsuits very quietly, and those didn't happen 20 years ago. Those were a far more recent vintage. I don't know, Patricia. I'm from the Use What You Got School of Behavior, but I could see that you want to be a much nicer person on this than I would.
No, well, I think that, if we look at what he's done and what he hasn't done, the guy's lied to us right and left, and I think we can go on that.
Well, I don't think Phil's campaign should be associated with this, and I'm not saying that it is. It's on the Internet, so I have no knowledge that Phil has anything to do with it. But I'd say I'd use it. I'd figure out some way to use it in a way that didn't look cheesy, if that's possible.
and I don't think there's any possible way of doing that.
You don't? Okay. We're gonna agree to disagree. I thank you, though, for your...
Exactly.
I thank you for your more elevated thoughts than I have. Thank you, Patricia. 349-1320, that opens up one line. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. Eastbound I-80 after southbound I-5 is a mess. We have a major injury accident involving a big rig and at least four other vehicles. Now, lanes are blocked and traffic is backing up all the way to Reed. An alternate route that may get you around this mess, take Highway 9970, through Marysville, Yuba City, on Riego Baseline Road to Citrus Heights, Roseville area. Another alternative route, if you like, Alberta Road may get you around this mess as well. Also, westbound I-80 after Mace Boulevard, we have reports of a hit and run. Lisa West will be fine. Westbound Cap City Freeway after Ardenway, also another crash to be wary of. Still mostly clear skies tonight, dropping into the low 50s, increasing cloudiness tomorrow with highs only in the low 80s. And they are saying that we may see some rain this weekend and high temperatures only in the 70s. I'm hoping for snow in the high country. Anyway, 85 now. Back to Enid Live soon.
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote, vote, vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Safe. New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th. At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpots. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We have one line open, 349-1320 or 866-620-6320. Here's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Doolittle and Charlie Brown debate. We're also talking about these raunchy pictures, one raunchy picture that's circulating on the Internet, rawstory.com, of Arnold. Looks like he's engaging in a cavity search, really. And is it going to have any effect in the fact that his educational credentials have been pretty much pumped up with the same steroids that he used to pump up his own body? Is that going to have any effect as well? The Chronicle, he was apparently in for his interview with the editorial board. They said a number of things about him. In their one and only debate Saturday night, Schwarzenegger has refused to do any more. So that says something about how the Chronicle views Schwartzy. They nailed him on the fact that the bulk of Schwartz's contributors are special interests, they're business interests, many of which lobby the governor's office on legislation and regulatory matters. In other words, he's getting money. Here's where Cruz Bustamante is getting into trouble. He is accepting and has not really returned very much of insurers' money, insurance companies' money, for a job that will require him to regulate insurers, insurance companies. See? Got that part? Well, Schwartzy is who vowed to clean house. He had a broom. He said the biggest problem we have in 2003. He said this on Jay Leno's show. He said the biggest problem we have is that California is being run by special interests. I will go to Sacramento and clean house. And he says, as you know, I don't need to take any money from anybody. I have plenty of money myself. Well, now he's getting all the special interest money. And so suddenly the story has changed. When he was asked by the Chronicle, by the San Francisco Chronicle, if he still defended his vote and support for Dickey, for President Bush, he said he had, quote, no regret about supporting the president, lauding him for, quote, an incredible job on bringing the economy back and putting money in the private sector. Though he said, quote, I wish that he would have done more on environmental issues. Asked which Schwarzenegger, the conservative who dismissed Democrats as girly men, or the moderate who works well with them, voters will get if they reelect him in November, Schwartz, he says, there is only one Arnold. He insisted that he had been consistent in things like environmental protections and bipartisan judicial appointments while in office and so forth. He skirted the same-sex marriage issue. His representative, he says, I'll have to get back to you later on that. He didn't know what he thought about that until his handlers told him what he thought, and then they called the Chronicle back. Schwartz, he's had a couple of facelifts, at least one, we think, and he's had some work done. And his hair and makeup are that shade of chestnut not necessarily found in nature. Are those raunchy, is that raunchy photo going to hurt him at all, you think? Marlene in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Enid. I think those photographs should be used as part of the campaign. I don't think Phil's campaign should be involved with it directly, but one of these independent groups. And I think it can be made to hurt him.
How?
Well, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I'm not a PR person, but I think that there are professionals out there, like the Swift Boat Veterans, how they took John Kerry's war record that was, you know, commendable and made it look like, you know, he was, you know, a coward and a traitor. I think that it could be used, and I think the most effective thing is to link it to the values issue and the Foley scandal in Washington.
Okay, how would we do that? This is good, Marlene. Maybe you should consider being a campaign consultant.
Well,
this is very good.
You know, as I said, I'm not clever enough to come up with a campaign.
If
they link it, and you know, maybe it won't help Phil, but it could suppress enough of the conservative voters and turn them off. It will affect close other elections, like here in the 4th District where I live with John Doolittle and Charlie Brown and then the Pombo. You know, maybe it would do enough to just, the conservatives will be so turned off that they won't go out to vote.
Well, I think that one thing that could happen is if there was enough opposition research and they could pair it with all the women who came forward before the last election to claim that he was groping him and doing all kinds of inappropriate sexual things. And you know what? Maybe there were a few hiding under some rock somewhere who haven't who have not come forward, who would be willing to come forward, or maybe more pictures, even more raunchy than these pictures. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I don't know where this one came from, but pictures that some... You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
And you know, the other thing that whoever...
And also, he had immigration violations as well, I understand. But go ahead, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, you know, one of the things they could say in part of this is who is the real Arnold Schwarzenegger? You know, now he's flip-flopping all these issues that, you know, now he's...
You know who he is? I'm going to tell you who he is. He is an absolute... hood ornament and logo for the Republican Party in that his great gift has been to merchandise himself and continue to reinvent himself for whatever sells at the moment. Does bodybuilding sell? That's what he'll do. Does trying to be an actor, then he can do that. Is he going to act as a governor? Yes, and he can reconstitute himself.
Right.
He has a couple of facelifts, puts on that makeup, and now they give him some lines to read, some scripts. What do you think about gay marriage? Well, I'll have to get back to you on that until they tell him what to say. He moves his lips, they do the talking, and so he has now reconstituted himself and has managed to, you gotta take your hat off to him. He's managed to make himself sound credible. Phil is a graduate of Harvard, and Phil hasn't been able to run the kind of campaign he should have been running.
And you know what? And the Democrats have helped Arnold, too. I know their hearts are in the right place, but they, you know, they agreed with him on this. I mean, you would never find the Republicans doing something like that. They should have helped Phil get elected, and then Phil could have done that with them and gotten credit for all the, you know, the minimum wage and all the other bills that they have been
doing. Let me ask you a question, Marlene. And since you're calling from Granite Bay, are any of your neighbors planning to vote for Charlie, do you think? Do you think that...
Well, I have a Charlie Brown sign on my lawn. And the interesting thing is, I live in a CCNR area, and my other neighbors have had signs.
What's a CCNR?
Yeah, it's rules regulating how you can live out here.
Covenant.
Yeah, those kinds of things. Well, my neighbors have signs, not political signs, but you know, like they're having swimming pools built and landscapers. I got a letter saying I had to have my sign taken down.
You kidding?
No, I didn't, and that was like 2 months ago. and I refuse to take it down, and I haven't gotten a subsequent letter, but if I do, I'm going to say I will take it down on November 8th, and I'll also take it down when everybody else is made to take their signs down.
Are there doodle signs in your neighborhood?
No, not a one.
Not a one.
You know, and I'm very involved in my community, and I work out, and I go to coffee with a lot. And no one talked about it. I listened, and no one, I think, watched the debate. I taped it because I could not watch it. My
well, if they're not if they're not talking about it, then it sounds to me like they're going to vote for Doolittle.
Well, they probably are, but I think that the values thing, especially out here, they have a mega church, Bayside Church, 8,000 people belong to it, and I think the values issue is very important. And that's why I think, you know, Phil ought to make this raunchy film. If not, I guess you can't put it on a TV ad, but you could do internet ads and make people aware of it so they go look at it and go, ick, is this somebody that we want for governor? And maybe even turn enough of these conservatives off that they don't even bother to go to vote.
Well, you know, you can think of some really good captions for this photo, like, here's a governor with dirty hands, but I guess we won't go there. Thank you, Marlene.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. 349-1320, 866-626, 2613-20, Bill in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Enid, I love that last caller.
She was great.
Yeah, she was. I downloaded the picture
in
question.
Yes.
And, you know, you can go to that site and download it and make copies. I'm thinking, you know, go to that 8,000-member church and just pass these out.
Oh.
You know, why not?
Whoa, what do you think? But I don't think Phil can be associated with it. He couldn't be associated with it at all. But it's got to come from somebody else.
Well, I just...
You know, it's got to be these groups, these fake-orama groups that these big developers and big energy companies call, you know, Citizens for Moral Values or Citizens for Cleaning Up Our Government or something like that, some fancy, noble title like that. These are the people that will be distributing those pictures.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I downloaded it in 2 minutes. And,
do you think that this is going to have any effect at all on the campaign?
Well, you should see this thing.
I have seen it. I'm looking at it right now. Ooh, Bill, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 613-20. We have a line open. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. Eastbound I-80 just after I-5 is still a big problem if you can avoid it. We have an injury accident involving a big rig and at least four other vehicles. Lanes are blocked. Traffic's backing up to Reed. They're suggesting you use an alternate route, perhaps Highway 9970 East through Marysville, Yuba City on Riego Baseline Road to Citrus Heights, Roseville area. Or you can use Alberta Road to get around this mess. But whatever you do, use your patience if that's part of your commute home. Westbound I-80, also a bit of a mess. We have a couple of reports of hit-and-run accidents, one just after Mace Boulevard, the other at Douglas Boulevard, and 50 at 59th Street. Look out for crash blocking lanes. News 10 is saying we're going to have mainly clear skies, lots of starshine tonight, dipping into the low 50s. We'll have more clouds moving in tomorrow with high temperatures in the low 80s. And then for the weekend, 70s, maybe some rain. Right now, 85.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Yeah. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation that doesn't do media. And can you hear the sound of hysteria? Listen.
to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You can join the conversation, and I think we do have one line open, 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. We're talking about a couple of things. We're talking about the Doolittle-Charlie Brown debate, and I think Charlie won it handily. I thought Doolittle revealed himself to be even cheesier than I would have imagined. And speaking of cheesy, there are these raunchy photos of Arnold making its way over around the Internet, and I wonder if it will have any effect at all on his campaign. I just got this just in from the Phil campaign, the Phil Angelides campaign. Here it is. As you know, Arnold was a guest last night on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and good for the Phil campaign. They got a lot of publicity out of it, including a New York Times story. Well, this just in. Today, the Angelides for Governor campaign filed an official complaint with the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, to receive equal time from NBC and its 11 stations in California. The FCC has told us that it will move quickly on this complaint with an answer as early as Monday at 12 noon. We will keep you posted on the status. I don't know whether this... I kind of think they're not going to get anywhere with the FCC. I think there's that they're not covered under the equal time provisions because I think the Tonight Show somehow is exempt when there's legitimate news or when it's entertainment. I'm really not sure of the details, but I guess we'll find out. And we're supposed to know by noon on Monday. So as I know it, you will know it as well. Nancy in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Enid. You know, I don't understand these polls about Arnold because right now I guess Bush's polls are like 33%.
Right.
So the affiliation with the president is kind of like, you know, why are his polls so high, number one? And number two, he's doing, you know, if he's got these pictures and all these lawsuits, why is it that people, this isn't put in the press, why don't people see who this guy is? I don't understand that.
Why didn't they see who Dickey was? You could see who Dickey was before the election, couldn't you?
Well, the Republican Party spent 12 years going down to these southern states, I'm sure, with this preacher that they gave $16,000 to.
He's in San Francisco. He's an African.
They've been doing this all along.
Yeah.
And it's church and state. And I think, you know, somebody's got to put a halt to that or else we've got to play their game.
Well, I don't...
People say, well, it's too low. Well, you know what? They've sunk the lowest, and we have to play their game in order to keep up, or they're just going to take over our country.
Well, you are asking an excellent question, Nancy. I don't have an answer for it, but maybe somebody does, because I am scratching my head as you are. And the question is, why don't people see through it? This is a guy whose credentials couldn't be thinner. He doesn't know what he thinks until he's a victim of the last person who whispered in his ear. He's got very thin educational credentials, and he's been an on-the-job governor for a couple of years, and he hasn't done anything. Only as the election has ginned up has he gotten, you know, together a flurry of legislation, and very willing Democrats who will work with him, and I'm not sure why they will unless they hate Phil. Maybe they do. Maybe Phil's made a lot of enemies. I don't know.
Phil needs to step up, and then they need to make sure that all these people that voted down his initiatives, and I'm sure they've got the power with all these union members, nurses, firefighters, police officers, you know, corrections, state workers, these people make up the core of the voters in California. Then they should be able to just shut him.
Well, I'll tell you what has been reported, that the election will turn on an extremely narrow slice. You know, pretty much the people who are hardcore Democrats are going to vote for Phil, and people who are hardcore Republicans are going to vote for Arnold. But there is a very narrow slice of true independents, and that's where the election will turn. Except, I mean, that's what was early reported, but, you know, it looks like Arnold is leading handily if you look at the last couple of polls. But things can change, Nancy.
Okay.
I hope they do. I thank you very much for the call. California State Treasurer and Democratic nominee for Governor Phil Angelides will hold a media availability today to discuss Arnold's appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and he will urge Schwartzy to clarify his position on the leadership and conduct of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Speaker Dennis Hastert. Why hasn't Phil been doing more of this? Why haven't they been saying, what's your position on the war? Has anybody even asked Schwartzy, what's his position on the war? What's his position on all this Republican stuff that's going on? Foley, et cetera, 349-1320, Dave in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm calling about that idiot Doolittle that I had to watch on the Internet last night. I cannot believe this guy actually said 50 years of bad decisions from our government. And then he had the audacity to ask that lieutenant colonel what were his qualifications to be a politician. Well, you know what? I don't want any more politics.
Well, you know, when
somebody that's going to go in there and do a good job and not take money from Jack Abramoff, not support the Mariana Islands, and to do what's right for me and mine. I'm tired of these politicians doing these things to us. And I'm sick of him every 2 minutes. It's the ACLU. It's the ACLU.
That's all he had because he had no other arguments to make and he had no other ammunition. But you know what? When he said cut and run, he's the guy who cut and he cut and ran when it came time to show for his deferment or to show for his physical in Oakland because he'd run out of student deferments. He cut and ran. In fact, all the things that he accused Charlie of were things that he himself was guilty of. I thought that was really interesting. I would have liked to have seen that brought out more.
He could not even answer any of the questions that Brown asked him. Brown answered every question that was put to him, and he didn't give us, oh, well, it's Clinton's fault, or it's Nancy Pelosi, or it's Willie Brown, or it's the ACLU. All I want is somebody to be truthful and honest with me, and this guy is just a crook. There's no other way around it. And to say, oh, my poor wife. My poor wife, if my wife and I were as poor as his wife, we'd be living a lot better than what we are.
Oh, his poor wife. His poor wife, you better buy her a broom because she's sweeping all that money into their bank account. Dave,
exactly.
I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Steve in Chico. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, I'm calling about something that I've seen on YouTube. And if everybody has a pen out, you should write this down because it's something I think everybody needs to
see. Well, tell me what it is.
It's called Republicans Block Democrats to Resolution to Investigate Foley. And what it is Nancy Pelosi stands up and asks...
Wait. The Democrats are blocking an investigation of Foley? I don't think so.
No. It's Republicans Block Democrats Resolution to Investigate Foley. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
Everybody should watch it, and I think it's something you guys can use against your Doolittle guy. I mean, you see Nancy Pelosi standing up and asking for this resolution, and I think it's on the last day that they were in session. And so they read off the resolution, and then Boehner stands up, and he's also for it. So they basically have one of those counts where they everybody agrees to it. But you hear a lot of Republicans in the background just heeing and hawing and yelling and doing all kinds of stuff. And it's a really interesting thing, and I think everybody should watch it. And you need to ask Doolittle, did you stand up? Did you vote for this? You know, were you one of the guys in the background yelling to stop it? It's ridiculous.
Well, that's it. All right. We'll check it out. Thanks very much for the heads up, Steve. 349-1320, Donna in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I mean, I heard the last guy mention Doolittle. I don't know if he was talking about something different because I was talking to your screener for a long time. And I was calling about something that's probably off the topic, but I'm so disgusted every single time I turn on your show and anything on Air America, all I hear is Doolittle ads. And they had a high school girl answer the phone that tell me, oh, it's the law, they have to have equal time. And I don't think that girl knows what the law is. She couldn't tell me anything about it.
Donna, right before you continue to insult our lovely Lauren, let me just tell you, and I hope you've been listening to the show, because if you had, you will know the answer to this. If we accept Charlie Brown's advertising, the FCC requires that we accept everybody's advertising. We don't get to choose. So if we're accepting one person's advertising, we have to accept everybody's advertising. And the question we could ask is, why does Doolittle want to be on a radio station like ours? We're a progressive station. Well, they are deliberately targeting the radio stations that are running pro-Charlie Brown ads. So they want to be on our radio station. We're thrilled to take their money and diss them afterwards. And, may I say, in his ads, he mentions Charlie as much as he mentions his own name. And so, really, these are, in a way, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. This is good publicity for Charlie. So that is the answer. Does that answer it for you?
Well, if that is true, why, if I flip back and forth to the right-wing radio and the right-wing TV, because I listen to everybody, I never hear the reverse.
Because they haven't chosen to buy time on a right-wing station. Charlie's not buying time, maybe, on a right-wing station. But Doolittle wants to buy time on our radio station, Donna. There it is. Can I be any clearer than that with you?
Well, I understand your point. It's not that
not my point. I am telling you what the facts are. These are the facts. The FCC requires us to take everybody's advertising. We don't get to pick and choose. We're surprised Doolittle wants to be on our air, but he can't wait to give us his money. I think a lot of progressive candidates simply don't want to be on conservative stations because it would be a waste of their money. So do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Well, it's not that you're not being clear with what your intention is.
You know, Donna, I have explained exactly what it's all about. It's the FCC. It's an FCC requirement. So take it up, darling. Take it up with the FCC. And I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
I must admit, Enid, it's really nice to have Doolittle giving us money for a change, you know?
Yes, and we are so happy to run to the bank with it.
Oh, I'm telling you. Eastbound I-80, you're not going to be running at all. Just after I-5, we have a crash involving some major injuries with a big rig and up to four other vehicles. Only the shoulder is open at this point. Traffic is now backing up into West Sacramento, so if you can, please use an alternate route. For example, you can go northbound on 9970, east on Riego Baseline Road to Citrus Heights, Roseville area. They're saying that we won't see this roadway reopen until quite a while later in the commute, so please use some extra caution. And that earlier accident that I mentioned that's blocking lanes on westbound 50 at 59th Street is now starting to get some attention, so hopefully that'll be cleared up in no time. News 10 is reporting we're going to see plenty of starshine tonight with lows in the 50s, increasing cloudiness tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s.
While they're slinging mud, we're slinging the truth.
Perhaps you should keep that in mind before making sensationalist claims.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
This is News 10 Now.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sam's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320. Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The House Ethics Committee heard today from a key figure in the Mark Foley email investigation.
This is Howard Arenstein in Washington. Followed out on the street by a gang of reporters, former Foley Chief of Staff Kirk Fordham would only say that his testimony under oath before the House Ethics Committee went well. His attorney, Tim Hafey, made only a brief statement in the Capitol hallway.
Kirk has been forthcoming with them. He has been consistent in his accounts of these events.
His account apparently was that he informed Republican leaders several years ago that Mark Foley was acting inappropriately with House pages. House leaders say that's not true. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
I'm Peter Mayer in Chicago. President Bush has a clear message to members of his own party who have complained about House Speaker Hastert's response to the House page scandal.
This country is better off with Denny Hastert as the Speaker, and it will be better off when he's the Speaker the next legislative session.
It was the president's strongest show of support for Hastert, who appeared with him for the first time since the scandal broke. While the controversy was not mentioned, the president's message to Republicans who have criticized Hastert was a clear, don't rock the boat. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Chicago.
Quick response from the Bush administration to the new British Army commander's comments on Iraq. In a newspaper interview, General Richard Dunant said the presence of British troops is only making things worse. They should get out soon. The White House says Iraq's leaders recognize our leaving before the job is done would leave them more vulnerable to terrorists. UN diplomats have been going back and forth all day, nailing down the fine points of a Security Council resolution on Korea. China and Russia want to take more time, but U.S. Ambassador John Bolton hopes for a vote tomorrow.
There's still very strong support in the Council, growing support to get a resolution, to get it wrapped up, to send a strong message, and to take operational steps because of the consequences of the attempted North Korean nuclear test.
CBS News correspondent Bob Orr has been looking into Corey Lytle's plane crash in New York yesterday.
investigators still are gathering all the evidence, and they don't have any real definitive idea what went wrong. But there is an interesting clue. The radar track provides a speed of the aircraft. The last recorded ground speed of this plane was 112 miles per hour. Now, that's fast enough to fly. But what investigators are looking at is the possibility that when the Corralito plane began to make a very steep turn back to the south, that unless they increased airspeed, they were very, very close to the stall speed.
A plane can stall with the engine still running. In fact, investigators say there's strong evidence the propeller was turning when the baseball star's Cirrus SR-20 slammed into a high-rise apartment building, killing him and his flight instructor. Big run-up on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrial's 95 points higher to close at a new record, 11,947. The NASDAQ gained 37 points. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at RE/MAX.com. Now RE/MAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. RE/MAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
If an emergency comes along, most American big cities will not be able to evacuate quickly. A new study says 25 cities are less prepared than New Orleans was for Hurricane Katrina.
Might not be a surprise to folks that Los Angeles did the worst. It has legendary traffic jams on a daily basis.
Gary Cohen of the American Highway Users Alliance says New York and Chicago also fall into that category, but Kansas City gets high marks.
They're very fortunate in that they have they're just situated in a place where it's easy to get out from any direction. They have numerous high-capacity exit routes, moderate density, and high automobile ownership.
The Department of Homeland Security said months ago that most cities and states are unprepared for a major catastrophe. Authorities in Williamsport, Pennsylvania have charged 42-year-old Larry Temple with stealing a backhoe from a construction site. He used it to flip over his girlfriend's car. Temple told police she'd been cheating on him. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live, hour three. I'm yours until seven, and I do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can always, I am always here for you. Better than the ER, and cheaper, too. We're talking about all kinds of things, and I will review some of the things we're talking about and add to the conversation. Let me give you the phone number, 349-1320. Or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live, to AM 1320, to Scott and Sims, and the Morning Retort are toll-free. So remember that. It never costs you a dime to register your opinion. If you have never called a radio talk show before, think about doing it, because you will be heard by more people than you will probably meet in the whole rest of your life. You could alter the dialogue. Certainly, you will. Your opinion will be registered in a very large way, and unedited, uncensored, and, you know, we might disagree, we might cuff each other around, but that's the beauty of live talk radio and authentic radio, radio that's smart and funny. And all kinds of good adjectives, we hope. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. If you are just joining us, we have been talking about lots of things. We've been talking about the Doolittle-Charlie Brown debate, which I stayed late to watch here in my studio last night. I thought Charlie did a wonderful job, excuse me, and I was amazed at how thin Doolittle's responses were. All the most he could muster was the mantra of Cindy Sheehan, Sean Penn, ACLU, etc. That's about all he could do. And he was testy, and he was shrill, And he didn't seem confident. He seemed off center, really. I thought Charlie did a really good job, considering that Charlie is not as experienced in appearing in front of television cameras as Deep Doo Doo Doolittle is. We are also talking about this new photo of Arnold to surface, and that it's pretty raunchy. Now, one of you called to say, oh, it's old news, it's been around. Well, it hasn't been around. I haven't noticed it around. And you know what the administration says? Whenever you come up with anything, they always say, oh, that's old news, that's old. You know, Woodward's new book, oh, it's old news, that's all been around. Nothing new here, oh, it's old news. It's a way that they try to deflect everything. So I don't know if it's old news or not, but if you want to download that raunchy photo of Arnold and a woman from dating from somewhere in the 1980s, just go to rawstory.com and tell me if it's going to have any effect at all on his reelection possibilities. Will it make any dent at all in his big lead? Also, I want to remind you that you can get Bill Durston lawn signs. You can pick them up and T-shirts, Bill Durston T-shirts and lawn signs, at the office, and that's 4142 Sunrise. It's at Sunrise in Fair Oaks. So it's Durston headquarters, 4142 Sunrise at Sunrise in Fair Oaks. They have lawn signs for you to take and put on your lawn, and they have T-shirts that you can pick up and distribute to people. Also, with Scott and Sims tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, Robert Shear, the writer, will be joining them in the 8 o'clock hour. So all of that. And Phil made his appearance Arnold made his appearance before the editorial board of the San Francisco Chronicle seeking their endorsement. I don't know who they're going to go for, but judging by Carolyn Marinucci's story today in the Chronicle, it doesn't sound like his presence was particularly overwhelming. And when he was asked about same-sex marriage, he paused and he said, I'll have to get back to you. Now, you'd think he'd have an answer for that one. That's not an out of left field question. And then hours after the meeting, his people called the Chronicle to clarify Schwartzy's position, saying that Schwartzy personally supports domestic partnership but not gay marriage. Not sure I know what the difference is exactly. Maybe you know what the difference is. 349-1320. 866-626. 1320. In addition to all of this going on, it's revealed that Karl Rove twisted Mark Foley's arm in order to run again. Foley did not want to run again, but the Republicans needed him. They needed his rainmaking capacity, his ability to bring lots of money into the party, and they needed another safe seat. They wanted to retain that seat, and they wanted to consider it safe and done. And what they held over Foley's head is that if he didn't go along with the plan, that it would get in the way of his being able to ultimately retire from Congress and become a lobbyist where you can rake in big bucks. Well, you know what? This is what happens when you sell yourself out like a whore. Something in Foley must have realized that he'd had enough and that he was getting perilously close to coming out of the closet in a way that he didn't want exposed. And they should have let him go gently into that good night because, and Foley should have insisted on going into that good night, but he was afraid they would get in the way of him becoming a lobbyist. And guess what? I can't imagine that he could be an effective lobbyist now under these circumstances. Also, it's being revealed that Rove, in private, thinks that the base, evangelicals are a bunch of nuts. And so this, but we knew that, didn't we? We knew that that they act like televangelists. So we know all that. We have a line open, 349-1320. If you saw the Doolittle Brown debate, what are your thoughts? And, this just in, Charlie Brown is at a debate in Grass Valley tonight. Doolittle is not going to be there. He's just going to be an empty chair and a nameplate. Well, Doolittle's an empty suit, so why not be an empty chair on top of it? Doolittle is going to skip a two-hour discussion and a debate set for 7 p.m. at the Center for the Arts. Brown and Dan Warren, the Libertarian candidate from Turkey, are expected. So this debate with Doolittle, it was last night, and that's it. He's not going to do it again, and you can see why. There's nothing much he can talk about in a positive way, is there? 349-1320, 866 626-1320, Mike in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Enid, you're doing a good job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Two things. Doolittle does have a residence up in Stanford Ranch. I know that for a fact. You had a caller earlier. But I just picked
I would think that he's got to have a residence in the district.
Yeah.
He simply has to.
Yeah, I did a job for his neighbor, and my truck has Dump Doolittle and Charlie Brown signs all over it. And the neighbor was getting a big kick out of it. But I just
You got to turn your radio down, Mike.
It's down.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going under power lines. I just picked up 50-yard signs for Republicans for Charlie Brown, and I'm delivering them to Charlie Brown's headquarters in Old Town Roseville. And I also picked up 30 shirts for it. So the people that want them, they'll be available.
Who made the Republicans for Charlie Brown signs?
They told me his name. It's on the bottom of the, but they must have about 500 or so signs. I picked them up at the Newcastle Mini Storage.
And are there a lot of takers for the signs, do you think?
Yes, because Charlie Brown's people call me. I called someone down there, told them I was going to pick up some signs for myself, and they called back and asked me if I'd bring them 50 signs. So they must.
Yeah, but I mean, do they think there are a lot of Republicans who will put those signs up who are really supporting Charlie?
Oh yes, there is a large group of Republicans for Charlie Brown. I've talked to some of them. I've seen them at different events for Charlie Brown. They're organized, and boy, they're hopping mad. They want Doolittle out.
Whoa, I like that, Mike. I really like that. Okay.
It's beautiful, but don't cut them any slack. Everyone's got to get out there and vote.
In other words, you're saying you can't rest on the it's going to be tight, because here are the numbers. The numbers are, it's so heavily gerrymandered a Republican district that registered Republicans equal, the number of registered Republicans equal the percentage of Democrats, registered Democrats, and declined estates altogether. So Charlie has got to get all the Democrats, he's got to get all the declined estates, and he's got to get Republicans in order to win.
Right.
So that's where it's really going to be very tight. Well, Mike, thank you for the update. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. 349-1320, 866 620 61320. Greg, calling from Concord in East Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing? I was listening to this, and that last call, that was very optimistic. That was good. I like that. But what I want to know is why doesn't Phil and why hit the issues? Why doesn't he... You know, just come right out and say what Arnold has done and what he hasn't done. It's like he says one thing and does the other thing. You guys cover that all the time on the radio, but he doesn't really come out and say that in his campaign. And that's why it's so frustrating. Why are they pussyfooting around these issues? Are they afraid they're going to insult somebody?
I don't know. I mean, Greg, that's really a good question. Phil is going to be asking Arnold about his position on Hastert, but I don't know what took him so long.
Exactly.
Why wait this long to ask, what's your position on the war, Arnold? What's your position on Hastert? You've been going around the country supporting Bush, or you have been, you know, previously been doing that. Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just too late now. I don't know. I don't know why this campaign has been as anemic as it is. The best thing that has happened for Phil is that he got some publicity because Arnold was on The Tonight Show.
Well, you know, there's something else, too. You had a show a little while ago, and you wanted to... He said, well, what is a big comeback that we can have against their slogan about flip-flopping and cut and run? You know, one of the things that has been consistent about the Republicans is they always tell you what they're going to do for you, and what happens, for some reason, happens to be the exact opposite. So, I mean, you know, we can say, well, you know, we don't flip-flop. You guys don't flip-flop. You just flat-out lie. You know.
Well, I thank you for the call, Greg. It's a good point you're making. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the Charlie Brown Doolittle debate. Did you see it last night? Apparently there's another one scheduled for tonight, but Doolittle can't make it. He's got a subsequent engagement. He's too busy. You know, he's getting a pedicure. He can't be there. There's some kind of an event where he can just shovel 15% of it into his pocket, so he has other things to do. And Doolittle said that when it criticized for telling some small cities to hire a lobbyist, Doolittle was, and that was an issue in the debate last night. He said he was trying to get someone from Nevada County, quote, to help themselves. So that's Doolittle, a man of the people if ever there was one. There's other news as well, and if you are just joining us, there's a very raunchy photo of Arnold circulating, doing some not-so-nice things to a woman. It's on the Internet. I don't know if it's going to have any effect on his campaign, because it's politics. People fall in love with a candidate, and that's it. It doesn't matter whether there are raunchy pictures of a candidate doing things that he shouldn't be doing with some woman. And it doesn't matter if the candidate lied about his educational credentials or pumped him up with the same steroids he used to pump up his body. it doesn't matter. I guess if you're in love with somebody, what do you care about the facts? Why, you know, the facts just get in the way of it. 349-1320, but if you want to access that raunchy picture, it's on rawstory.com, rawstory.com. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Okay. The arena, we haven't talked about that for a while. It is such a joke. I can't believe every day there's another plot twist in the arena story. And now that developer who was going to donate $2 million to the arena has only donated $1 million to it. And realizing that this is money down the toilet, has somehow, that second $1 million, I don't know, must have got lost in the mail, moved and left no forwarding address, we don't know where it is, but here they're waiting for the money, and where's the, show me the money, and it's, this week is shaping up as another challenging one for the people running the Yes on Q&R campaign, which would raise the Sacramento County sales tax by 0.25%, which is such a dumb idea. Anyway, Stan Thomas, the Georgia developer, in the midst of trying to buy the rail yard from Union Pacific, wired the first $1 million of the $2 million that he pledged, first $1 million installment. But on Tuesday, his local representatives were non-committal when asked if he would make good on the second half of his donation. Well, we're just going to have to evaluate the situation. It's $1 million, and that's it. That second million, we're going to have to send out a search party. It's hiding along with Doolittle's morals somewhere. Susan in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wondered if the picture of Arnold, mm-hmm. is he married at that time?
I don't know. When did he get married?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
It's in the 80s, but it's a pretty raunchy picture. Why? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm just thinking that, you know, that would be even more immoral.
If he were married. But he might have been single. He might not yet. Didn't he get married? I want to say he was married in 1986. And actually, I have a biography of him somewhere, if I've got to dig it out. But I want to say 1986 is when he was married. Does anybody remember the exact date? Okay, so what if he was married, it makes it worse. But if he was single, what do you think? You think he's going to get any traction? We're going to get any traction with it one way or the other?
If he were single, I don't know. It depends on the religious voters.
Okay.
The moral people.
Okay. Now, you're calling from El Dorado Hills. Are you? Did you watch the debate last night, the Doolittle?
I watched part of it in Placerville today up at the Democratic headquarters.
Yes, and?
And I thought that Doolittle came off as very small-hearted and mean-spirited and just kind of nasty, but also unprepared and nervous, and I was just so proud of Charlie.
You know, I think your description is very good. You are exactly right. That is well said, and I thank you very much for calling, Susan.
Thank you.
349-1320. Oh, here it is. I found the biography. Let's see if I can dig up when he was married. Though Schwarzenegger refuses to discuss his plastic surgery, you are confusing me with Cher, he told People magazine in 2002, citing before and after photos. Critics allege that he has undergone procedures on his eyes and chin and has received at least one facelift. So, yes, I was right. It is 1986. He got married in 1986, and we think that this picture circulates from the 80s. It might be the early 80s, so he might have been single at that time. There are stories that have surfaced in which Schwarzenegger has discussed attending sexual orgies and indulging in drugs like marijuana and cocaine. He doesn't deny his steroid use, and some steroids are to this day referred to as Arnold's. While Arnold Schwarzenegger's height was always believed to be 6'2". In July of 2002, an article in U.S. Weekly magazine speculated that Schwartzy was actually close to 5'10". You know, he could be closer to 5'9". He wears heels, and I have met him in person, and I would say between 5'9 and 5'10". You know, he's shorter than advertised, probably in a lot of departments. 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. Margie and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Margie.
Hi. I have a comment about the debate.
Yes. Did you watch it?
I watched it. And what I watch for is, I knew that Charlie was way smarter than Doolittle and way more moral and all that good stuff. But what I wanted to see was likability features. And I had never heard Doolittle speaking before, and he has this thin, high-pitched little voice. And he sounded unbelievable. Speak about a girly man. And then
doesn't he look like, you know, I have never heard him speak until last night. And I always looked at his face, and something, it just said girly man to me. There's some prissy quality that doesn't seem strong, that seems, that seems a little bit oily. It seems a little bit prissy. It seems a little girly, actually. I don't know why I think that, but I do.
I think he's very weak looking and has a weak chin. But the thing that just amazed me was the whiny tone to his voice. He just was whining. And he kept going back to, he's in the ACLU. And I'm like, all right, you said that. Charlie answered it. Move on. But that's all he has to say.
Well, that is all. He had no answer for any of the arguments, any of the allegations.
The only thing you can hit him with is Sean Penn and
Cindy Sheehan was his mantra.
Cindy Sheehan
and the ACLU. And then NAMBLA. He threw NAMBLA in at no extra charge.
That's good, too.
Yeah. And well, you know, he's so whiny, Margie, that we have to send him to the Napa Valley because they will serve no wine before their time. And give him some cheese. Well, cheesy he is, so he's already...
That would be perfect.
So he's already a walkie. He's an appetizer, except he's kind of unappetizing.
But I want to see now. I'm really curious. I don't think that they let him talk. I think his handlers keep him under lock and key because they know that he comes across as weak and very foolish. And they don't let him talk to anybody. That's how come I never heard him before, because they don't let him out.
Well, he is certainly. There's a debate tonight.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be an empty chair for the empty suit that would have occupied that chair.
Yes, and that's very wise of them.
All right. If you were looking in the tea leaves, I mean, we all like Charlie, and we all think he's the better candidate. But what do you think is going to happen in that heavily Republican district? It could be that Doolittle is going to squeak through. I hope not. But
two things. One is I have been doing some phone banking. And those people know Charlie. And some of them are really upset about the idea of voting for a Democrat, but they're going to do it anyway because they hate Doolittle. And that really is, I think that there's quite a few people that feel that way.
And Charlie worked for the Roseville Police Department for 7 or 8 years.
He's got all the credentials. He's got everything going for him. And what I tell people to do is, A, go to their website, and, B, try and see him in person because he's just wonderful in person. And I think... That thing that was on Channel 3 that had him with Doug Ose, that was a real killer one, too, because Charlie just looked so much superior. Doug Ose just was all over the map. His eyes were shifting, and he was moving around because he was really uncomfortable. And Charlie just stood there right above him and just with a big smile on his face.
Well, that's great.
Very lovable looking. I think he's very lovable. I think he looks very lovable, and I think he just has it all over. Anybody that watched any of the things that they do together, and I just don't see how he can lose.
Margie, I got to ask you a question, since I know you're heavily involved in Democratic politics. What is the story with Phil's campaign, and is this raunchy photo of Arnold, the fact that his educational credentials are trumped up, is it going to do anything to decrease his lead? It's I don't know why, how Phil came to this sorry pass in his campaign, because I think he is the superior candidate here, and we support him, of course, but what are your thoughts about it?
My thoughts about it are, and I watched the Phil debate too. My thoughts about it are that he's got it completely in the brains category. He's got it completely in the ideas category. He's just head and tails, but he cannot combat that likability feature. And when I watched the debate, I really wanted to see. I've seen Phil speak where he is very, very compelling, and he has just not had that quality. And I'm voting for him. I think he's wonderful. I think he'll be a great governor if we can just get him in. But it's hard to combat that annoying likability thing that Arnold has, that everybody knows that he's more... I mean, the moral corruption thing doesn't work. Everybody knows he's been in orgies, and he took steroids, and he had sex with both sexes, and he participated in all this stuff when he was young. Nobody cares. That's all just water under the bridge because he's still a lovable guy.
Well, that is why Dickey's in office. Because
Dickey's in office, too. And nobody cares that he was a drug addict, that he was an alcoholic, and that he was... and then he was a draft dodger. Nobody cares.
You know what it is? It's voting the emotional equivalent of your genitalia. That is what it is.
That's right. And
people fall in love with, and that's it. It doesn't matter that they can't, you know, don't know much about history, don't know much geography, and don't know much about anything.
Well,
I like him. I'm going to vote for him.
And it's that quote that says that I remember that Bush quote about people saying, wouldn't you love to have a beer with a guy? Well, excuse me, I do not need to have a beer with the people who run my country. They're not going to ask me anyway. So what I want is somebody that's got smarts, that's strong, that knows people, that has a great ability to run things, that is competent, all these things. And our guys have those qualities. But for some reason, with the middle class or, you know, with the soccer dads or whoever, they don't seem to care about that. And it beats me why that's true.
You know what? If you were to go to a doctor... Remember what they always said about doctors. You want a doctor, you can be seduced by a doctor who has a good bedside manner, but who may not be the best doctor for you. There are doctors who don't have much of a bedside manner, but are very good doctors.
Yeah, well, I married one of the ones that wasn't a very good doctor. I'm not married to him anymore.
Oh, that bedside technique.
Yeah.
Or Margie, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. I really like that gal. Eastbound I-80 just after I-5 where we had that earlier accident with at least four vehicles and a big rig. The roadway is clear, but we still have a bit of a backup there to deal with, so keep that in mind. Also, eastbound Cap City Freeway at 26th Street, we had a vehicle take on a motorcycle. Ambulance responding to that accident. Alberta Road at Wallerga Road, look out for a vehicle taking on a bicycle. Another ambulance responding to that accident. And if you're traveling on Sunset Avenue at Hazel Avenue, we have a crash that's backing up traffic on the surface streets as well. So I guess you just can't get away from it. Well, it looks like we're going to see clear skies tonight, dipping into the low 50s, but we will see some clouds moving our way tomorrow with highs only in the low 80s. And the outlook for the weekend, 70s, maybe even some rain. Right now, we're sitting at 85 degrees at 528. More Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's Enid Live, doing full frontal talk radio. AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek is thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the food. AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
Have him talking that way? It frightens the other children.
349-1320.
Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the debate. We're talking about the likability factor. The Bee had a wonderful piece about Phil in the paper today. Finally, you know, usually campaigns are assigned reporters who follow them throughout, and I haven't seen a lot of that with the in the Bee and about Phil anyway. But Peter Heck did a pretty interesting piece, I thought, on the headline, Angelides Turned Treasurer Job into an Engine for Change. So he took this job as treasurer and his position at CalPERS, and he made more out of it than people typically did with that kind of a job. And I thought that was really good, and I thought it spoke well of Phil. But Margie talks about the likability factor, the connectivity factor. If you can connect with somebody, I guess people discount everything else. They don't care whether you have the, you know, there are people who are very smart, but you just can't connect with them. And therefore, there's no emotional glue. So talk to me about that issue when it comes to candidates, when it comes to Dickey, when it comes to Arnold. Nancy in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Well, did you watch the debate last night?
Yes, I did. I watched it over in Roseville with a group of Charlie Brown supporters.
Uh-huh.
And I felt Charlie did an excellent job, and I haven't seen Doolittle speak in years, and I agree with all the callers on their negative comments. I think the thing that really irritated me the most was he was talking about the people outside the studio where it was recorded that had their Charlie Brown signs mm-hmm. and banners,
mm-hmm.
and they were retirees from Sun City. They were veterans out there, good citizens exercising their First Amendment rights, and he called them a bunch of hooligans. And it's
Doolittle did. Those are his constituents for the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
So he called them hooligans. These are people who serve their country, and who have served their society, and they were out there on behalf of the candidate of their choice, and he called them hooligans. He's an insulting man, isn't he? Isn't he just? He's kind of a trashy. He's kind of a low rent guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Very unimpressed.
Yeah, yeah, underwhelming. Nancy, go ahead.
Charlie was nothing but classy, totally classy.
Well, Charlie's a gracious man, mm-hmm. and he's well-spoken. He speaks in short sentences, but those sentences pack a punch.
They do.
Yeah. Nancy, thanks very much for the update. If anybody else was up at the debate and have some inside stories, I'd love to hear it. Little bit of additional information here. Angelides is calling on Arnold Schwarzenegger to clarify his position on Rumsfeld and on Hastert. And I don't know why he doesn't pin him against the wall on the war in Iraq and say, you know, what's your thought? And then Schwarzenegger last night, and I did not watch this, on Jay Leno's show, tried to distance himself from Dickey, with whom, you know, and for whom he has campaigned. He said, to link me with George Bush is like linking me to an Oscar. It's like linking me to intelligence and good behavior. Hey, forget it. It's not going to happen. Well, you want to do something with that? Also, I want to remind you, the Durston headquarters, you can pick up lawn signs and T-shirts. He's got a shot against Dan Lundgren. Help him out. And the office where you can pick up all this paraphernalia is at 4142 Sunrise and Fair Oaks. So we're supporting Durston. We're supporting Phil Angelides. We're definitely supporting Charlie Brown. And who else? We're supporting somebody else. But right now I can't think of who. I'll think of it later. There's somebody I'm not mentioning right now, but I'll think of it because we're so busy here doing all kinds of stuff. Huey and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Huey.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
I was not able to see the debate last night, but reading the Bee, it sounded like Charlie Brown did extremely well, and I'm not surprised. I think Doolittle has been thrown off balance just that anyone has the temerity to challenge him, and I'm just very pleased at the result.
Well, you would think that a guy who's internal polls and he won't release them, so it tells us that he knows he's in a little bit of trouble. He's a little bit of doo-doo, and Charlie's polls have him in a statistical dead heat. I hope that holds up and even gains more traction. You would think that he would realize that he's in a real fight here, and he ought to act nicely, and he didn't. He just invoked arrogance. He didn't even bother to really prepare very well.
Well, he's an arrogant, low-class guy. I mean, that's just the basic. And I've known Doolittle for a lot of years, and he's been that way for a lot of years. What I wanted to talk about was your comments on the connectivity factor of candidates.
Yes.
And it's real. I mean, a lot of people vote in that fashion. In fact, I was told that before the primary filings closed, a number of top Democrats approached Jackie Speier and tried to persuade her to step up in class and run for governor rather than lieutenant governor. The feeling was that she would win the primary as between Angelitas and Wesley, and that she has a very interesting story to tell and would have connected with voters much better than Schwarzenegger, who basically looks like he's the walking embalmed anyway.
yes, he does. That's very well said. Well, what happened? Because I'm a big Jackie Speier fan.
Well, she decided not to do it, and I think in retrospect, she made a mistake. Now, you know, I mean, I'll be honest.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. She ran against John Garamendi. Her poll, she was higher than Garamendi in the polls, but he took the election. That may have been a harbinger had she decided to run for governor. She can still you know, muster a campaign the next time around, can't she?
I think in 2010, I think she can. And I had feared this about Angelides from the beginning. Now, I'll be honest with you, I voted for Wesley in the primary, not Angelides, but I had just feared that he would not.
So where is Wesley in this equation? Where has he been? Why hasn't he been helping out on the Democratic side?
Actually, he has. He's appeared with Angelides. He's given Angelides money. He has been helpful to Angelides. But at the end of the day, in a gubernatorial race, the candidate has to carry himself. And, you know, I think it's been a combination of the campaign not getting a cogent message, frankly, some Democrats who have been very treacherous. I mean, let's be real. Fabian Nunez has undercut Angelides at every chance he's gotten because he wants to see Villaraigosa run in 4 years so that he, Nunez, can run for mayor of Los Angeles, and so there's been a lot of games played there. And Angelides himself is not the most charismatic person. That's not his fault.
He had some bad staff advice on the debate. He should have been looking directly into the camera instead of into the audience.
He was
looking in the wrong camera, and we all know, all of us who have done television, there's usually a red light that tells you what camera is hot. And how that happened, I'd certainly like to know, because it wasn't flattering to him, and it made him look off center.
No, that's true. And it may have been bad staff in the sense that nobody fought to tell him, now, Phil, look in the camera. Because, I mean, by the time you're running for governor, you would think that any candidate would know that.
You've got to have communications people whose job it is to look you over. Look, I have done television, to look you over before you go on camera, to be sure your makeup is right, to be sure you're barbered properly, that your tie's not off center, to be sure your earpiece isn't showing, your IFB is, you know, hidden away, to be sure that everything is right. And they would have found that. They would have seen it immediately. If anybody had been paying attention, they could have seen it in the opening moments of the debate, that he was looking off center, and someone should have, unless they were not allowing anybody to communicate with him and get the word to him that he needed to look at the camera. I mean, somebody should have been back there, you know, making hand signals.
No, you're right about that. But I think by the time this thing got to the debate, this campaign was just in deep trouble.
Well, all right, so let me ask you, and that is the question I'm going to ask you. We need to take a break here, Huey. Looking into the tea leaves, what do you see?
I think, well, my fear is that the governor wins by a large amount and that Angelides, as a candidate, acts to depress the rest of the Democratic turnout and that we lose some other races we should win. I mean, I'm concerned that McClintock could edge Garamendi, that John Chang could lose for controller, and I'm concerned that in races like Charlie Brown's race, where I think he can beat you know, that crook Doolittle, if our turnout gets depressed, then we're going to lose some of those races. I'm very worried about that.
Well, Huey, I know that there's a fear about that, and I hope it winds up to be unfounded. But I thank you very much for your your wonderful insights. I appreciate them. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to tech traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thanks, Enid. Things are looking a little better out there. Eastbound I-80 after I-5, we had an accident earlier this afternoon involving a big rig and about four vehicles. The roadway is clear, but we still have some delays in that area. Westbound 50 between Mather Field Road and Highway 99 is a slow ride. Eastbound Cat City Freeway seems to be our big problem. At this point in time, at 26th Street, we had a vehicle take on a motorcycle, and then between N Street and Exposition Boulevard, you're going to be hitting the brakes. Also, northbound Fulton Avenue at Arden Way, look out for a crash. News 10 is reporting we're going to see lots of stars shine tonight, dropping into the low 50s, increasing cloudiness tomorrow with highs only in the low 80s, and we'll probably be in the upper 70s for the weekend, maybe even some rain. Currently 85. We'll get back to Enid Live in just moments on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hello, AT&T.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me.
You and me.
Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Talk to Enid now.
349-1320. 547 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We are talking about the Doolittle debate, Charlie Brown debate. Charlie did a great job. We were talking about this raunchy new picture that Arnold is in, engaged in raunchy activity with a woman. It probably happened in the early 60s. It might have happened before he was married. Probably did. Is it going to have any effect? Probably not. We're talking about the connectivity that a candidate has to have, and Arnold seems to have it. It's what it's a component of being a celebrity, I think. Dickie has it. You know, somebody may have no substance whatsoever, no real ideas, no real skills, but if you connect with them, you tend to ignore all of that. Explain to me that phenomenon. 349-1320. We see it with people falling in love all the time. Tom in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Tom.
Hey there. First-time caller and first-time listener to your show.
Welcome. How'd you find out about us?
Just flipping channels, and I found your station, and I've been listening to it for the last half an hour or so.
Well, we're delighted you're here. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of time to be listening to all kinds of radio shows and researching my topics, so I have an hour on the way home and listen to talk radio, and I like your station because it gives me the other side of the story, I'm guessing. And what I was listening to, though, for the last half hour is more of just kind of name-calling for the last half an hour. I really haven't learned much about other candidates.
Really? Who are you going to vote for?
No, I don't know. That's where I'm kind of listening to see, you know, what the topics are. And
Wait a minute. You just said, if you're going to call up, be honest, Tom. You said you called up to hear the other side. So that tells me that you're probably a Republican and a conservative. Would that be a fair description?
I am more Republican, but, you know, I love to hear both sides of the story.
Okay, so then you called up to say, well, I haven't made up my mind yet, and why are you name-calling? So tell me, did you watch the debate last night? Are you in Doolittle's district? Are you in the 4th Congressional District?
I am in his district, and no, I didn't watch it. I was working.
Okay, but you could go now to the website, or you could read the account of it in the paper today, because are you deciding who you want to vote for in that district?
Actually, I work about 14 hours a day, so I don't have time to go read the newspaper. I don't carry the newspaper because I would throw it away, and that's kind of wasteful. So,
all right, now let me see. Let me see if I have this, Tom. You don't have time to read the newspaper, and you don't want to buy a newspaper because you wouldn't have time to read it, and you'd only throw it away, and that's wasteful. So how are you going to find out who's the best candidate?
That's why I'm listening to your show.
Well, you would be better off listening to the debate, actually, and you can access that online. Do you have access to a computer? Can you go online?
I am driving to home, eating dinner, and going back to work. So there's no
time.
Wow.
What do you do for a living that you are so working so such long hours?
I'm an engineer. I work at two jobs.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of work. But if you're going to be an intelligent voter, I think you need to get up to speed on the issues. Are you aware that Doolittle has been tainted by the Jack Abramoff scandal? You do know what the Jack Abramoff scandal is, don't you?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't? Really? I've got to say that you have an engineering degree from a university?
Yes.
You do? And you have no
you're
idea?
Go you're
and you don't? And
calling right now?
No, I'm just amazed that you have an engineering degree and you haven't heard of the Jack Abramoff scandal.
There's
it's only been all over the news for the last, 6 months.
Well, sometimes I don't pay attention.
Oh, I guess not. But, you know, if you're going to vote, I think the responsibility of a citizen is to get yourself up to speed on the issues. Don't you agree?
Well, don't you agree that you should have some real issues on your show?
Well, we have been doing that, and you've only been listening for half an hour, Tom.
Well,
and you don't read a newspaper. You don't read a newspaper. You don't even know who Jack Abramoff. And you're calling up to tell me that I should have some real issues on? I don't know if you would recognize an issue if it said hello to you in your face. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Linda in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Enid. I was just chuckling over your last call. But I called to mention that I was reading the new issue of Esquire magazine this month, and they have a big piece on all the congressional races across the country and their endorsements for the candidates. And they have endorsed Charlie Brown for this 4th congressional district. But they've also endorsed Dan Lundgren, which I'm not quite sure.
Oh, how did that ever happen?
I don't know how that happened. But they've also listed Doolittle as one of the 10 worst congressmen that we have in this country.
He's on a list of the 10 or 20 most corrupt, probably the 10 most corrupt congressmen in America.
He's got
got.
You know, and our last caller, who says he has an engineering degree and he's still making up his mind, but doesn't know who Jack Abramoff is. Well, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure he's reading from a script that he concocted here.
I work with engineers, so it's not hard for me to believe.
Really? I'm amazed.
Well, sometimes they're very focused on their work. You know, they're just.
Well, he doesn't. He has all these reasons for not being an informed citizen. I don't have time to read the newspaper, and it would waste a tree if I bought one and didn't read it. So I guess I can't ever read the newspaper. Well, could you watch the TV news? Well, no, I'm working 14 hours a day. How about going online?
I know.
You know what? I'm not buying it, and I think you're not. I think you're not responsible. I think you're not responsible. You're not exercising your responsibilities as a citizen of democracy.
No, and you shouldn't vote. If you can't inform yourself on the issues, then it's probably better that you don't vote at all.
I think you're right about that. I thank you, Linda, for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Thank you, Enid. It's 5:53, and things are doing a little better on the roadways. Eastbound I-80 just after I-5, that earlier accident has been cleared, but we're still experiencing delays. Westbound 50 is a slow ride between Matherfield Road and Highway 99. There's a crash up in the high country on Highway 49 at Willow Creek Drive to look out for. And our big problem at this point in time looks to be on eastbound Cap City Freeway. At 26th Street, we had a vehicle take on a motorcycle and lost, of course, an ambulance responding to that accident. Also, an accident at westbound 50 just before Bradshaw Road, also slowing things down considerably. Well, it's going to be nice and clear. Lots of stars to shine tonight with lows in the low 50s. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with highs only in the low 80s. 70s expected for the weekend, maybe even some rain. Currently, we're sitting at 83 degrees. We'll get back to Enid Live in moments on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Right now, it's Sleep Truth.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and, of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you.
Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
One more hour of Enid Live coming up right here.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320LeftChannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The new commander of the British Army says the presence of his country's troops in Iraq exacerbates the security problems. General Richard Dana told the Daily Mail newspaper they should get out sometime soon. Quite a statement, says retired U.S. Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS News military consultant.
General Dana is the chief of defense staff as well as being head of the Army. So he is the equivalent of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in Great Britain and obviously would be the principal military advisor to the prime minister. So for a serving officer in his position to so clearly challenge the British policy in a public way is really unprecedented.
In the same interview, Dana said Prime Minister Tony Blair's Iraq policies are naive.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. Disputing the assertions of the British general, a spokeswoman says the U.S. and its allies are still in Iraq at the behest of its democratically elected leaders, who she says have asked for reassurance that the coalition will stay and help them gain control of the security situation there.
High-level contacts around the world as the U.N. Security Council moves toward a vote on sanctions for North Korea. A senior Chinese envoy met with President Bush at the White House today. Another Chinese diplomat has gone to Moscow. Russia's deputy foreign minister is visiting North Korea's neighbors, and there are reports that Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will visit Tokyo and Seoul, South Korea next week. By then, the Bush administration hopes to have sanctions in place. When did Republican leaders in Congress know about Mark Foley's misconduct? Kirk Fordham, once Foley's chief of staff, claims he alerted Speaker Dennis Hastert's office 3 or 4 years ago. He testified today behind closed doors to members of the House Ethics Committee. Fordham's lawyer, Timothy Hafey, talked to reporters afterward.
Kirk has been forthcoming with them. He has been consistent in his accounts of these events when he's met with the FBI, when he's today met with the Ethics Committee.
Tomorrow, the panel hears from Illinois Republican John Shimkus, the congressman in charge of the PAGE program. Shimkus says he confronted Foley last fall about inappropriate emails to a former PAGE. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman reports Gerald Ford is hospitalized again in Rancho Mirage, California.
When you are 93 and a former president, anything involving your health is going to receive a great deal of attention. We are being given very few details right now. We know that Mr. Ford is at the Eisenhower Medical Center, which is near his home. We have been told that he's undergoing tests and, according to his spokeswoman, doing well. There is no indication, though, when Mr. Ford might be released.
In Fayette County, Pennsylvania, it's 1 to 6 years in prison for Mark Downs. He's the youth baseball coach who was accused of offering an 8-year-old player money to bean an autistic teammate so that boy couldn't play. On Wall Street, a very good day. The Dow Industrial shot up 95 points to a new record close, 11,947. The Nasdaq gained 37 points to close at 2346. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams, they can be strange and magical, but if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other, approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence, so you can get to sleep, and maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if you're insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1, CRN Prevention Magazine, or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
Gasoline prices are coming down, but another American fuel, orange juice, is going up. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the crop report.
As growers recover from the 2004 and 2005 hurricanes, the U.S. Agriculture Department says this year's orange crop will be down about 9%.
Maybe this is the dip. Maybe this is bottoming out.
Florida Citrus Mutual CEO Mike Sparks says the lower crop estimate means growers can charge more.
Couldn't happen at a better time because the grower has huge costs,
including a citrus canker eradication program that's cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The downside for consumers:
you could see some small increases at retail.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Unacceptable and inexcusable, says the Walt Disney Company. A homemade video circulated on the internet with the title Mouse Orgy shows performers at Disneyland Resort Paris in character costumes simulating sex acts. Disney says appropriate action has been taken. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Enid Live continues on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live, Hour 4. I am yours until 7 o'clock. Monday through Friday, and you can always join the conversation. It is completely and utterly toll-free, 349-1320 or 866-620-6120. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Here's what we have been talking about. We've been talking about the raunchy picture of Arnold, which I guess is not new news to anybody, and whether that will have any effect on the campaign. And we have certainly been talking about the debate last night, the Doolittle-Charlie Brown debate. And joining us is Charlie Brown, the winner and still champion. Charlie, tell us what happened last night. I thought you did a great job.
Well, thank you, Enid. It was an interesting evening. It's unfortunate we couldn't get it aired live on all the local TV stations, but John didn't want that, so didn't happen. But mostly John seemed to just want to be shrill and get excited about civil liberties. That
He was, first of all, here's I don't know if you've been listening to the show at all, but what occurred to me was, I was watching it last night, was any substantive thing you brought up, his only mantra, he had no answers for most things, it was only ACLU, Cindy Sheehan, Sean Penn, NAMBLA, I mean, that's about the Code Pink, that's all he could come back with, and it was a mantra that he repeated the whole debate.
Well, that's what you gotta do when you can't talk issues, when you don't have any real plan for security, health care, the environment, education. I guess you just have to be shrill. So that's what John went with.
Well, so give us a flavor of what was going on behind the scenes. What we are hearing from people who have called the show today is that there were lots of Charlie Brown supporters outside, but virtually no Doolittle supporters, and he snuck in the back door. So talk to me about some of the behind the scenes.
Well, that pretty much covered things outside. It was wonderful to drive up, see so many Charlie Brown supporters, so I just got out of the car and walked around shaking hands and talking to folks before the debate. Nobody was allowed inside other than a few news people right inside the lobby, and then in the actual small TV studio, no one was allowed in other than John, myself. Julie was there, a couple other people from...
Was she raking in 15% of anything while you were watching her?
Didn't see anything of that nature.
We're going to send her a broom so she can sweep it into her wallet.
Well, I didn't see her doing anything on a BlackBerry, but it'll be interesting to see the FEC filing reports coming out next week to see how much she raked in for the last month.
Okay, from the Dickey visit, from the George W. Bush visit. Okay, so then just a very, sounds like a very handful of people inside.
Yeah.
Small number.
The debate itself, you pretty much saw everything there was to see on the TV screen. There wasn't much interaction between anybody. I went out on the breaks talking to the news reporters, walking outside talking to folks, but... John, as near as I could tell, just stayed in the room with his little group of 3-4 followers and didn't want to talk to anybody else. Certainly didn't want to answer any additional questions that somebody might have.
Isn't there a debate that he's supposed to appear at tonight, but he's not going to appear, and there's just going to be an empty John Doolittle chair? I've quipped all day that it's an empty chair for an empty suit, but how's that going to work out tonight? Is some sort of a debate set for 7 o'clock?
Sure. I'm in the car driving up to Nevada City to the debate up there, and the League of Women Voters had a debate in Placerville last Friday. John didn't show up for that. League of Women Voters tonight in Nevada City, don't think he's going to be there. He just doesn't seem to want to have much contact with the people of the district. I guess they're going to have to hire lobbyists if they want him to debate, too.
How was he to you personally? I mean, in the small talk that happens when there's a debate, was there any small talk, actually, in the breaks?
But there was no small talk at all.
He did not?
The only small talk, I talked to Jerry, the host from Starstream. I talked to the reporters outside. I talked with Rich Robinson, who is media for Doolittle's campaign, but John, when the cameras were off, he went back over to his corner and kind of stayed there.
This is unsolicited advice, Charlie. I thought you did a fabulous job. There are a couple of things I would have done that I would have, somebody made the observation, I wouldn't have probably have thought to say it in the debate about Dick Armey being involved with the ACLU and all the things, although you referenced Rush Limbaugh and a bunch of other stuff. But in terms of technique, I would, don't have your chin up so high. You want to be level with the camera, so bring your chin down a little bit. And I might have looked at Doolittle a little bit more because he was so frightened of you. And the only thing that he has going is that he's more comfortable probably in front of cameras than you are because you're newer to it. But just if you can cultivate the quality of looking over, you know, remember what Reagan did? There you go again. You know, that little bit of that without actually having to say it. But John, you just say John. We know he's talking about cut and run. Cut and run? Who cut and run? He cut and ran when it was time to show up for a physical to go to Vietnam. I mean, talk about cut and run. This is a guy who all the things that he accused you of were the things that he was involved with. The culture of corruption, I'm surprised he referenced it because he's been living it. It's the fish, the water the fish swims in. So in every way, I thought you bested him. And I'm curious to know what the next step is. I'm sure he will not debate you further.
He made a statement that there would be no more debates, which is why we expect an empty chair tonight. There'll be a debate in, let's see, Newcastle Homeowners Association is coming up next week. There's another one, I believe, scheduled up in the Lake Tahoe area. So two more debates scheduled by impartial groups, and John says he's not showing up again.
So who are you debating, the Libertarian candidate every time?
Libertarian candidate will be there, and just talking to folks, getting out, seeing what they're interested in, the way an elected representative's supposed to.
Well, God bless you. And we are hearing, we have had a lot of calls, people who are delivering your Republicans for Charlie Brown signs. So I'm assuming there's a demand, a big demand for that. I hope it's a big demand.
There's been a big demand for that. It's been wonderful. The emails I've gotten from folks congratulating me on the debate, and it's been just, that's what this whole campaign is about. Just, it's wonderful to see how many people want somebody in Congress who'll be honest with them, who represent the district. Just come out and talk to them and show that they care without charging them.
Charlie, you know what I was really surprised about? And my guess, if you're just joining us, well, guest, he called in. Thank you, Charlie, although we called you. We were hoping you'd call us today. Charlie, I was so surprised at how testy and shrill, and as some listeners have described him as whiny, but certainly testy, Doolittle was. Why does he think, is he always that way? Is he just among the aggrieved because he's been so arrogant and, you know, who are you to challenge him? Did he think that being testy was going to win him points? I mean, I was surprised at that. Or is that his usual M.O.?
Well, I've only heard him one other time publicly for any length of time, which was that when he presented the president's PowerPoint presentation on Social Security, and he was pretty much the same way there. From others I've talked to, well, I guess I haven't talked to anybody else who's heard him talk either. He just doesn't get out and talk to the voters in the district, so couldn't say. But it was, I think, a key point when he said he'd been elected for 26 years, he'd be elected again. It seems like he thinks it's his right, not something that he needs to earn from the voters.
How many years? I thought it was 16.
Well, he included his time in the legislature here in California, apparently.
I think he's nervous, and I think he's scared, and I think you're going to take him down. And I really, you know, I really hope so. And so we're going to go to your website, charliebrownforcongress.org, and we're going to encourage everybody listening to contribute, to volunteer one way or another, either their skills and their energy or checks or both. And so tell us what's next, Charlie.
Well, again, next step's the debate tonight in Nevada City. Be up in Truckee this weekend, doing some river cleanup up there, followed by a couple of house parties. That's most of the weekend's going to be.
How are you getting to the Republicans? How are you making inroads into you know, people who have heretofore been Republican and heretofore voted for Doolittle? How are you doing that? How are you specifically targeting them?
Well, specifically targeting them is the Republicans that contact me. I tell them to go out and contact their friends. We've had a couple house parties that have been primarily Republicans that just want, you know, Republicans that heard me speak. They bring in their Republican friends saying, you need to listen to Charlie. You'll like him a lot better than Doolittle. And it's just primarily word of mouth, ain't it? It works. When you get folks out there talking to their friends that they've heard me, they trust me. That's what's working here. Grassroots, friends talking to friends.
Do you have some time to take a couple of calls?
Sure.
Okay. So let me advertise. Let me put it out there. I have a couple of people who want to talk about Doolittle. And if, particularly if you're a Republican, if you've been thinking about voting for Charlie, this is your chance to talk to him directly. And if you're not, if you've been a Charlie fan or you're thinking about which direction you want to go, 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. Well, we have at least one person. We have Don, who is calling from Granite Bay. Hi, Don. You're live with Charlie Brown and with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
No, I want to talk to Enid.
Well, I'm here and so is Charlie, but you can talk to both of us or do you prefer not to?
Well, now I'm kind of freaked out that Charlie Brown is there, because what I wanted to say is, first of all, let me preface this by saying I am a Democrat, and I would be voting for Charlie Brown. But I live in Granite Bay, and this whole, his district, Doolittle's district, this whole South Placer is a bastion of Republicanism. And well, I don't think that he can be beat.
Are you gerrymandered? Are you able to vote? Are you gerrymandered out of voting in this particular race, or you're going to be able to vote in it?
Oh, no, I vote. I'm, you know, and lose every single time. And in your remark about Doolittle is, yeah, I first ran into him about 16 years ago, and he became, and yes, he is extremely arrogant.
He is extremely. Charlie.
He's an extremely arrogant person. He doesn't even really care if you care or not.
Charlie, talk. Let's talk together. Don is saying, I feel like a simultaneous translator. I'm translating English into English. Don is saying that he lives in Granite Bay and it's a bastion of Republicanism, and he doesn't feel you've made inroads. What do you say to that, Charlie?
Well, I've had, boy, I think about 6 parties out in the Granite Bay area. 2 of them in very nice gated communities, and been very well received out there. So there's still a lot of work to do, certainly, but we're making an awful lot of progress. If people will just stay out there talking with their friends in the next 3.5 weeks, we're going to win this election and take our country back.
Don, is there anything that you can do in your Granite Bay neighborhood?
Well, you know what's really weird is I drove home and my Republican neighbor has a Charlie Brown sign in his front lawn.
He does? Well, then maybe.
So I was thinking, where do I go in Placer County to get my sign?
Charlie, where does he go?
You can get signs at 342 Lincoln Street in Old Town Roseville, which is the headquarters. That's going to be the easiest place to pick them up. You can call into the headquarters, 916-782-7696 to get any other information.
Okay, and another, my last comment about Doolittle is Doolittle has actually been corrupt for many, many moons, many years, but the people that I know, my friends who are Republicans, they're going to vote for him.
Well, how about getting a bunch of Republicans for Charlie Brown signs, which might make it easier to go down in your neighborhood?
I would want to advertise that I'm a Democrat. I don't, you know.
What are they going to?
I wouldn't even put the word Republican on my front lawn.
Oh, you wouldn't? Okay. But would you put a Charlie Brown sign on your front lawn?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go tomorrow and get a sign.
Okay. You're not afraid that they're going to key your car or anything?
Oh, hell no. No. These people are okay. They're just Republicans.
Well, thank you very much, Don. We appreciate the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, 1320, Steve, in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Charlie Brown and with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to the last caller talk about Charlie and trying to reach the Republican voters. I live down near the Trobe area, and it's heavily Republican down here. And, you know, I would put a Charlie poster up on my property, but I really do think that he needs to get out in neighborhoods like mine and meet people, and they really need to see this guy and listen to him and hear that he's not a threat. He's not the Democrat that they fear most.
Well, could you have a house party for him?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah.
Charlie, did you hear that? Steve is volunteering to have a house party for you. Well, how do you arrange this, Charlie? How does Steve get to have a house party for you and invite his Republican friends who will be introduced to you and realize that you don't have cloven hoofs?
Well, can go to the website, call into the headquarters again, the 916-782-7696. But I'm going to have to say I think the evenings are pretty well booked up between now and November 7th.
Well, maybe it can be an afternoon, a Saturday party, tea and cocktails.
And you know what? You
tea
know what
and sympathy, good? Yes.
What would also be good is perhaps if he could meet in a community event here in this part of the county. I know he hasn't been in this area yet, and unless you have something scheduled already.
Well, Charlie, is that a possibility?
Well, I'm only hearing part of the conversation, Enid. I'm hearing you real clear on my cell phone, but I'm hearing him very well.
All right. So Steve is saying that if you appeared at a community event in that part of the county, that would be very helpful, he thought. And he wonders if you have any plans to do so. And that's El Dorado Hills. Yeah.
I've been up for the county fair up there. I've been up for the Democratic headquarters opening. I was up at the Founders Day parade in Georgetown. I've been up there for, boy, numerous house parties. I was up at a non-political event, the Veterans groundbreaking ceremony at the government center there, but that was a non-political event. That was just for people who believe in supporting veterans to show up. So been up there quite a bit. It's just unfortunate he hasn't been able to catch me.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for your suggestions. And if you have any thoughts and if you want to volunteer time or money, charliebrownforcongress.org and all those phone numbers.
Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Matt in Granite Bay. Hi, you're live with Charlie Brown and with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going there? Mr. Brown, let me tell you, I sat there at my computer and I watched all 2.5 hours of that debate, and I am telling you, as a Republican, you have my vote. I was so impressed with the difference between you and Congressman Doolittle. It was just a glaring difference. It was impressive that you held your composure, that you stated your differences clearly, that you explained that our country is in a situation where we need to not worry so much about party, but we've got to start getting together to fix the mess that is going on in Washington. And let me tell you, I stopped by your headquarters in Roseville. I got two signs in my trunk, and they're going up on the lawn today. You are it.
Charlie, could you hear any of that?
I could hear that, and that's what we like to hear, and we're hearing it more and more of when people take the time to get away from this left versus right, liberal versus conservative. When they think about right versus wrong, look at the issues and the myself versus John Doolittle, people are choosing me.
Well, I think it's no contest, but Matt, thank you so much. What a ringing endorsement. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
We appreciate
you, Matt.
We appreciate your call. Well, Charlie, I know you're driving up. Are you going to lose the signal?
I think I'm about to lose you here. Ian.
Okay.
Going along a stretch of 49 here, the way it sounds.
All right.
More and more static.
All right. People are calling, but I'll pretend I'm you. I'll tell you what. I'll move my lips, and you do the talking, and we need to take a break anyway. So, well, let's see. Can we get one more call? Shall we try to see if we can get one more? All right. Let's see if we can do this, Charlie.
Okay.
Brian, hi. You're live with Enid and with Charlie Brown on AM 1320. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Enid.
Brian's calling, by the way, from El Dorado Hills.
Yes, I'm on the freeway. I hope I don't get cut off. But my question for future Congressman Brown is if someone informs you that another congressman is, sending inappropriate messages to underage people, and this is a yes or no question, are you going to call the police?
Charlie, did you hear it?
I couldn't hear all of that. Something about inappropriate points.
If future Congressman Brown, when you become a congressman and you're informed that somebody in your party is sending inappropriate messages to underage people, will you call the police? And he says it's a yes or no question.
That is a yes question. Yes, absolutly. That's something I learned seven and a half years in the Roseville Police Department. One of the, I don't know, cases I distinctly remember was a child molestation case, and that is just something you do not mess around with at all.
Well, what I'm shocked at is that all these people are talking about, I told this person, I told that person, and no one ever mentioned in any of the Republican leadership, that would be the leadership of my party, that why don't we call the police? And that's what shocked me.
So, Brian, does this mean you're going to vote for Charlie?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm telling everybody in my neighborhood to do the same.
Are you going
to
pick up a sign and maybe volunteer some money or some time or whatever you can do?
If I don't have time to go pick up a sign, I'm going to spray paint my building, vote for Brown.
Ah! Well, we like that.
He might have the best luck picking up a sign at the headquarters in Placerville there on Main Street. If he goes into the Democratic headquarters, Main Street, Placerville, he can get a sign there.
That'd be easy enough. I go to Placerville almost every day for meetings. So, anyway, good luck.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. Brian, I'm so sorry. It's my fault. Thank you very much for the call. Charlie, I hope I don't hit the wrong button here, but I know we're about to lose you, and we thank you very much, and we are wishing you all the best, and we're hoping for the next good update.
Well, thank you, Enid. I'll keep my chin a little lower for the next camera appearance.
Well,
that has been mentioned before.
Was it? Well, it's chin up, Charlie, but for camera, make it level, because otherwise it has a little bit, it has a funny tilt. You'll see it in the footage when you look at it. And that was always the mistake that I made when I was first doing a little bit of television. So, but believe me, discount all of my criticism. I thought you were the clear winner and you did a great job.
Thank you, Enid. I look forward to the next time I can call in.
Me too. Thank you so much, and I'm sure the audience shares that sentiment. Thanks, Charlie. Good luck tonight.
Bye.
Bye. You know, somehow I think he's going to win the debate tonight. Because Doolittle's not going to be there. An empty suit and an empty chair. I mean, at Goldstein, you know, you never got to hang out here because you don't ever know who's coming by and who's going to call in and what's what. And, you know, pour yourself another cup of coffee, pour yourself a drink. We have about a half an hour more. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together with from the left with Michelle Shockley, who has been doing yeoman's duty for the ailing Lisa West, who we think may be back with us tomorrow.
She is coming back, Enid. Tomorrow she will be back in the box. And I got to say, I love Charlie Brown. I'm so happy I get to vote for him. So does Lauren.
we're all part of the Charlie Brown Santa Claus.
It's a big love fest, except on the freeway. If you're traveling on eastbound Cap City Freeway at 26th Street, we had a vehicle take on a motorcycle. An ambulance is on the scene along with a CHP officer. And the eastbound Cap City Freeway is a slow ride at best between N Street and Exposition Boulevard. Westbound 50, just before Bradshaw Road, look out for a crash. Eastbound 50, not to be outdone, there's an accident being reported just before 48th Street. And surface streets are not immune either. Look out Arden Way at Howe Avenue for an injury accident. Still clear tonight, dropping into the low 50s, increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the low 80s.
The truth, according to Enid, will set you free.
Really?
Call her now at 349-1320.
Hello, hi, how are you?
You know her from her head.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cache Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cache Fever jackpot hits, a Cache Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cache Fever jackpot total and your Cache Club points online now at CacheCreek.com. So join Cache Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Left Channel.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Don't want a nation under the new media. It can't hear with the sound of hysteria. Let's subliminal my America.
Whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe, or kill the people who live on top of it. extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
Oh, it's me. That's the pretty one. On the Thursday edition of Ian Live, I am yours until 7. And you know what I was thinking, since if you're just joining us, Charlie Brown rode with us for a little while earlier, actually for the last half hour. And those of you calling in from various parts of the 4th Congressional District, El Dorado Hills, Granite Bay, and so on, saying, you know, it's really heavily Republican here, he's not made any inroads, they're all going to vote for Doolittle. What you can do, here's what you can do besides go put a sign up. You can send some money to Charlie Brown. And what you can also do is host a party, even if Charlie doesn't show up, host some kind of an event. Go to all of your neighbors and your friends and talk up Charlie. So even if he's unable to make it, even if he's booked up solid, although it's probably better if he does make it, be a great way to, you know, do something. Do some outreach with your friends. I don't know how you do that. And I guess it'll depend on your friendship network. But that's one thought. And what we've been talking about is we've been talking about the debate last night. I had no idea that Doolittle was as arrogant and as cheesy. You know, he was whiny, he was testy, he was a man suffering from the ravages and terminal PMS. I mean, he was not good, and his arguments were bad, and all they consisted of is you're an ACLU member and Code Pink and Cindy Sheehan and Sean Penn, and that was about the best he could do. And then he threw a little NAMBLA in there for no extra charge. Senate report today, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this, but it is never too late. 5 conservative nonprofit organizations, including one run by prominent Republican Grover Norquist, quote, perpetrated a fraud, end quote, on taxpayers, this is the Washington Post, by selling their clout to lobbyist Jack Abramoff, according to Senate investigators. They said this in a report that was issued today. The report includes previously unreleased emails between the now disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff and officers of the nonprofit group showing that Abramoff routed money from his clients to the groups. In exchange, the groups, among other things, produced ostensibly independent newspaper op-ed columns or press releases that favored his clients' positions. So he gave them money. It was like how the administration has concocted its propaganda. It's paid off people like Armstrong Williams to the tune of $250,000. It's put out fake news releases called video news releases that have been wholly scripted and concocted, and it presents this to you as the truth. And this is so emblematic of this administration, where they lie to you, they're trying to spin it as the truth, they're paying people off to say the party line, to propagandize on their behalf, and to pretend that these are honest thoughts that these people are having, never disclosing that they're paying these people off to say these things. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Why should we be surprised? This is an administration that brought you a war based on lies and propaganda. It knew what the intelligence had to say. It knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. It didn't care. Your children were going to be cannon fodder for this war because they decided that although what ailed our country was heart disease, we were going to go to the podiatrist to fix our feet. I mean, that's essentially, you know, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. They now freely admit that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And they don't care who they pay off to tout the propagandize. I don't know what Rush Limbaugh, what they're paying him, but he is the chief excreter for the Republicans. Officers of the group were generally available to carry out Abrams. You know, these are 5 nonprofit organizations, one run by Grover Norquist. They were generally available to carry out Abramoff's request for help with his clients in exchange for cash payments. So they got paid off. All of these people touting family values, they got paid off. You've got an African-American minister in San Francisco who hated Arnold, but now he's in Arnold's corner because Arnold's paying him. He's paid him about $16,000 so far to be a consultant, quote, consultant, paying him off. 349-1320-866-626-1320. And if that weren't enough, listen to this. Neil Bush is seeking to profit from No Child Left Behind. Dickie's younger brother, Neil, a prominent figure in the Silverado savings and loan scandal, is aiming to tap into the almost $2 billion instructional software industry newly energized by the No Child Left Behind initiative. He's got a company called Ignite, which develops an educational teaching system called Curriculum on Wheels. Well, maybe they ought to call it Money on Wheels, because that's what I think he's hoping to tap into. Larry in Loomis, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Larry.
How are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you.
You know, I have to make a comment about this John Doolittle, Charlie Brown debate. And, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I cannot believe that all of the registered Republicans in the Congressional 4th District share the extreme values of John Doolittle. I mean, this guy's just not a Republican. He's not a conservative. I've lived here for 8 years, and I didn't even know how ultra-conservative this man is. I mean, for God's sakes, he believes in the rapture, and he's voting toward making that a prophecy. He takes names like Pelosi and Barbara Boxer and throws them around like they're rapists and child molesters.
That's right, and he didn't mention Foley's name in that litany, did he?
Oh, not at all. You know, and he didn't answer any questions when that one young lady called up near the end and asked him about his wife Julie's 15% off the top. Instead of answering the question, he went into a complete rage about liberal media, and I'm just hoping that there are Republicans that have voted for him in the past that can see how he acted last night and understand that this guy. There's a lot of conservatives out there that are pretty decent politicians. This guy is as extreme.
Except, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. If you're a rich person and you can see through this and you just know he's good for your pocketbook, you might just vote your pocketbook.
Oh, that's a sad thing.
That's the whole Auburn Dam. I mean, that's what these guys are doing. They're all helping each other out. They're all giving each other tax breaks. Abramoff paying people off, happy, and then these groups that are allegedly nonprofit, nonpartisan, are happy to take the money and then write the op-ed pieces that Abramoff wanted them to write. I mean, everybody seems to be on the take. And the bottom line in this society, and whether it's in the places that used to be more sacred, for example, religion, and you have all these allegations of sexual molestation. The bottom line is the bottom line. And in medicine, where the bottom line should not be the bottom line, it has become the bottom line. So I would not be surprised if a number of people decided to retain Doolittle because he's good for their wallets. But I do think that fundamentally people want to do the right thing. And I think that smart people can see through Doolittle, I hope. And I think Charlie Brown might take it. He might very well take it. But I don't think that anybody can rest on their laurels. I think we've got to help out. You got to volunteer. You got to send checks. You got to do what it takes. Put up signs. Do the phone banking. Whatever he needs. I think people have got to step up to the plate. Larry, I thank you for the call. Is there anything else? No, I guess not. Okay, I'm Enid Goldstein. We have to take a break. And you are listening to the Thursday. We got to pay the bills. The Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
Oh, you have me laughing this evening, Enid. Let's see, 639. Things are looking a little bit better on the roadways. However, if you are traveling on Hedge Avenue at Tokay Lane, look out for a semi involved in a crash there. Howe Avenue at Beecher Drive, we have a multi-vehicle accident blocking roadway. Also, this is bizarre. Lerwick at Watt Avenue, we had a vehicle take on an apartment complex, and it looks like they've lost. Also up in the high country, expect a fire engine to be responding. Highway 49 at Longstar Road, where we have reports of a fire.
Well, it's going to be that kind of night. You might just want to put a log in the fireplace. Still mostly clear tonight and chilly with temperatures dipping into the low 50s. We'll see more clouds moving into the area tomorrow with highs in the low 80s. And we're looking at 70s for the weekend, maybe even some rain or possibly snow in the high country. Currently, we're looking at a balmy...
Halloween got you scared? How about November 7th?
It's true. We're all in danger.
Vote, vote, vote. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now... I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
To understand it.
Miss Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels... How will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four-diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
You can talk to Enid.
I want the truth!
At 349-1320.
You can't handle the truth!
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, and oh yes, you can handle the truth. That's why you're here, listening to Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, and then we'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 7, right here on AM 1320. And here's what I'm thinking. A couple of thoughts. I'm thinking that Charlie is so close to doing it, to taking Doolittle down, that those of you who are living in the midst of heavily Republican territory in the district, and even if you're not in the district, but particularly if you're not in the district, you can volunteer money, you can volunteer time. But if you were in the district and you can have any sway with, you know, your friends, your circle of neighbors, your circle of friends, do it. This will make you feel great that you are part of a movement to bring, to restore some integrity and some honesty to an area of Washington that stinks and reeks with corruption. And that's Doolittle. And I was thinking earlier, what would hell consist of for somebody like Doolittle? I mean, what construct that scenario for me. What would hell consist of? Being out of power? Maybe he's already in hell. Maybe sometimes the definition of hell is getting what you pray for. Sometimes that's not so perky. And always, I think the quality of your life is how you dance with what you are dealt. Nobody is dealt a perfect hand ever. It'd be nice if it happened, but it doesn't happen. And the question is, how are you going to deal with the challenges that come your way? Well, apparently, I don't know what Doolittle's life challenges are. We only know him in a professional sense, and I am amazed. You know, I have been out of California for a few years. I've lived in California for many years, lots and lots of years. But I've been gone for a few years, working a little bit in Denver and so on. And back now, and I had no idea that Doolittle was so little seen. Nobody has seen him for a long time. This is really the first, I think this is the first serious challenge. But that he's been so arrogant that he hasn't seen fit to tend his garden, to come back and, you know, do the things that you have to do, do the potholes, you know, have constituents meetings, be available to constituents. Instead, he's telling these little communities to go get lobbyists. You know, what does he need to, you know, he forget it. You can make an appointment to see him, and he's not too interested in what his constituents need, the needs of his constituents. So I think it reflects an amazing amount of arrogance, and he doesn't think he can lose. So we'll see what happens. I hope that they don't have too much e-voting in that district. I hope that that it's an honest count. I hope that he doesn't steal the election. Maybe that's why he's so arrogant, because he's going to pull what the other Republicans are going to pull, and they're going to figure out a way that they can, that he's got so many ties into the district that there are ways where it can be hacked, those machines can be hacked into, which we know they can. And we know that you can do it without ever leaving a trace at all that they've been hacked, and one person can go in there and alter the tallies. And who knows if that could happen. I really hope that everybody's vigilant in this particular election. So I'm curious to know what your thought of hell is when it comes to Doolittle. Here's the story. Foley, and I have mentioned this earlier, but Foley started to talk to people, Mark Foley, and said, "I am thinking about getting out of running again and becoming a lobbyist," said Mark Foley. But what happened was, when he expressed this idea to Karl Rove, Karl Rove intervened. And according to a source close to Foley, Foley said he was being pressured by the White House and the Rove gang, who insisted that Foley run again. Early in 2006, Foley had all but decided to retire from the House and set up shop on K Street as a lobbyist. And now he was being pressured to run again by Rove and the White House. And they said to him, the White House promised him that if he served for 2 more years, it would, quote, enhance his success as a lobbyist. And his friend said to him, "Foley, I thought you wanted out." And Foley said, "I do, but they're scared of losing the House and the thought of 2 years of congressional hearings, so I have 2 more years of duty." So they know about the possibility of congressional hearings. And that's one reason why you want Charlie Brown in there. 349-1320, Robert in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Enid, the reason I'm calling is I was at the outside the Starstream office with the mob, if you will, and one of the things I want to comment on is what John Doolittle called us, hooligans.
So I hear one of our other callers called in to relate that, to report that as well. And you hooligans are his constituents.
I know, we're his constituents. I looked up hooligan, it says thug. I says, we're thugs, for Christ's sakes.
Well, he ought to know something about being a thug, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I just thought I'd make that comment. I was a little bit concerned about, of course, we're joking about it now, we're the Rockland hooligans. So.
You know what? Coming from a thug like Doolittle, I'd consider it a badge of honor.
That's right.
Yeah, you could have like high school, you know, letter jackets, hooligans. You have your own team playing. I don't know what kind of a sport, but
we might pick that up. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that, Robert. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. One of you called to ask, was I familiar with Justin Frank's book, Bush on a Crouch? Yes, I am. We have had Justin Frank on the program. He is a psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, and he's written this juicy book, Analyzing Dickie. in case there's much there to analyze, which actually there is. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Michelle Shockley.
One last time, Enid, and things are starting to look a little bit better on the roadways at this point in time. However, if you are traveling westbound on Cap City Freeway at Exposition Boulevard, look out for a woman that's carrying five bags of luggage. She's walking in the center divide wearing blue jeans and a windbreaker, so be careful for her. Also, on Cap City Freeway in the westbound direction, just south of H Street, we have reports of a roll of roofing paper in the roadway with vehicles swerving, trying not to hit that. And it looks like it's going to be a star-filled night. No, I'm not talking about Charlie Brown, although he is a star in our eyes. We're looking forward to overnight lows in the low 50s. We'll see some clouds moving in tomorrow with temperatures only in the low 80s. And then for the weekend, 70s, maybe even a little bit of rain. Currently, we have 79 degrees and more Enid Live straight ahead on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's talk radio for the left of us.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... New rule, no more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
The color pink represents the promise to find a cure for breast cancer. That promise started the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and ignited the passion of millions to create a world without breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are reaching out to you to make a difference this month by making a personal donation to the Komen Foundation and by showing your passion for the cure by wearing pink one or more days in October. Anything you can do to heighten the awareness of this cause can make a difference. To share your promise and to donate funds to our passion, log on to 1320 Love Channel.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because he got tangled up with all of these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that truth. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of truths.
And left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7, so just a few minutes more. If you want to get in, the lines are fairly open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One thing we haven't discussed today is the race for insurance commissioner, and the reason I want to bring it up is that the Democratic candidate, Cruz Bustamante, is looking less and less interesting to me than the Republican candidate here, Steve Poizner, who is a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, zillionaire. Harvey Rosenfield and his endorsement carries a lot of weight with me because he crafted Prop 103 and he has been a real friend to consumers in terms of insurance. And I'm thinking that, you know, Cruz has occupied a lot of different legislative positions. He's saying this is his last job. He's going to retire. But listen to this. He has taken money from the insurance companies, and he has promised to return that money. But despite promising to return donations from insurance companies, and remember now, Cruz is running to be the insurance commissioner, and he's and this would be the companies that he would be presumably regulating. But despite promising to return donations from insurance companies, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has kept tens of thousands of dollars from them and has accepted money from others he will oversee if he becomes state insurance commissioner. Just before the June primary election, Bustamante, facing criticism for taking insurance money, announced that he would repay such contributions, then estimated to be at about $160,000. He has since given some of that money back and used some to reduce an old campaign debt. Meanwhile, he has accepted new donations from groups affected by an insurance commissioner's actions, companies that sell home warranty policies, attorneys and health care providers involved in workers' comp cases, bail bond companies, which are regulated by the State Department of Insurance, and lawyers who represent insurance companies before the state. Wow. Wow, it's not looking too good for Cruz. Cruz, you don't have much of a screening system in place. Larry and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, listen, young lady, this Ingrid?
Larry, no, I'm not Ingrid, and young lady, probably, I'll answer to that, but I'm going to spell my name for you. It's Enid, E-N-I-D, Enid.
How to say it?
Huh? No. You got to learn how to say it, or why call the show? Enid, E-N-I-D.
I'm serious. No, honey.
I'm going to tell you. Pronounce the name, Enid. It's Enid, and not Ingrid.
I got it. I almost had it.
Well, anyway, almost isn't good enough.
I want to congratulate you on something.
What?
You damn near hit it right on Rush Limbaugh. He's got to be the best propaganda minister that ever lived.
Oh, he is. Right. That is absolutely.
It's just about like that Herman fellow was for Hitler, wasn't he? That's just a joke to you, but I really don't like the guy myself. But that's the way it goes, okay?
All right.
And I had to let you know that you damn near hit it.